stumbled on this photograph. It kind of made me laugh. It took me way back, back down memory lane.
August 21st, 2009.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome into the J. Rod Show. And, of course, you can reach the show at thejrodshowalive.com, thejrodshowalive.com. And for the first time in the J. Rod Show's history, you can call in and talk to the funky one himself. That's right. You can reach me at 347-850-1272. Now, let me get some particulars out the way for you because I want people to feel comfortable. You're at home now. I want you to feel comfortable.
Oh, my goodness, that was a long time ago. Let's bring this thing back to the 2014.
You can't handle the truth.
The J-King Network, where the people come together.
Why, you beady-eyed.
The upper room.
It's the J. Rod Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 guten Tag.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rod Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, my Lord. How y'all doing? And welcome to another funky fresh edition of the J. Rod Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Kisses for all the girls in the world, the exceptional one, and she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We have a great, great show in store for you. Now, check it out. Tonight is our anniversary tomorrow night, but we're celebrating it a day early because we're not on the air tomorrow night. So say happy anniversary to us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, plus we have some great guests tonight. Now, first up, we have a guest host in the house. Cassie's going to be in the house. Cassie Ganey II. Now, I need to ask what the second's all about, but she'll be in the house tonight. She'll be co-hosting with us, with the crew, and we have gospel recording artist in the house, Sheila Moore Piper. Now, her husband said, make sure you call her Piper. So we're going to call her Piper. Not Peter Piper, but Piper Piper. She'll be here tonight as well. Folks, listen, it is our anniversary. We are glad you're in the house. Whether you're here live, whether you are here in live or in living color, or if you are checking us out in the archives, we don't give a damn as long as you are up in the house. The phone number is 347-850-1272, 347-850-1272. All right, you know how we do, folks. You're 30 minutes away from a weather update. You're seconds away from a news update, courtesy of NPR News and the three-minute commentary. It is time to get this thing started. So, yo, do what you do best, my boy. Just get this party started right.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rod Show starts now.
You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are out in serious. The number one talk radio show on NPR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jean Cochran. President Obama is calling for a global response to Islamic State militants, the group that now controls territory in both Iraq and Syria, and and is claiming credit for beheading photojournalist James Foley.
We will be vigilant and we will be relentless. When people harm Americans anywhere, we do what's necessary to see that justice is done, and we act against ISIL, standing alongside others.
And the president condemned Foley's killing and accused the Islamic State of cowardly acts of violence. James Foley's parents, John and Diane, spoke to reporters at their home outside Rochester, New Hampshire, saying their son was courageous to the end.
He was strong, courageous, loving to the end. I mean, we just hardly recognize our little boy. I mean, he was just a hero.
And they say he was grateful for all the support he had received. Here in Washington, the Supreme Court is delaying the start of same-sex marriage in Virginia. NPR's Nina Totenberg has that story.
The court earlier this year granted a similar stay, halting marriages in Utah, while a federal appeals court ruling that struck down that state's ban on same-sex marriage is on appeal to the high court. Neither that stay nor the one granted now preventing marriages in Virginia tells anything about how the justices will ultimately decide the gay marriage issue. In Virginia, while state officials urged the Supreme Court to strike down the ban on gay marriage, they also urged the court to put a hold on the immediate issuing of marriage licenses. Virginia officials estimated that hundreds of thousands of same-sex marriages would take place in the months before a Supreme Court ruling on gay marriage, and if the court were later to uphold the Virginia statute, all of those marriages would be rendered doubtful. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. $17 billion. That's a record. It's what Bank of America reportedly is set to pay to settle federal and state charges over its role in the sale of mortgage-backed securities in that run-up to the 2008 financial crisis. Officials familiar with the deal tell the Associated Press the bank will pay $10 billion in cash. Another $7 billion will go to consumers caught up in that scandal. Nearly three dozen sailors have been kicked out of the service for their roles in a cheating scandal, and others are under criminal investigation. And the Navy says some 32 other sailors were implicated by investigators, but then later exonerated. That cheating ring operated undetected for some 7 years at a nuclear-powered training site in South Carolina. This is NPR News.
The views and opinions expressed during the three-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's three-minute commentary starts now.
August 21st, 2009. A beautiful Saturday afternoon. That was the beginning of something special. That was the debut of the Jay Ryle Show. And let me tell you something. If you will allow me just to reminisce for a second. Once again, it was Saturday. We had five listeners. Three out of the five listeners I knew. And we were only on for an hour. My, 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 how times have changed. The show went from an hour to an hour and a half. And then people loved the show so much we had to add an additional show. So we added a Wednesday show for 90 minutes. Eventually, we bumped the Saturday show up to 2.5 hours. And the Wednesday show to 2 hours. And here we are today. Folks, let me tell you something. It's been a fun ride. And even though the show has the name The Jay Ryle Show, and the only reason for that is because I created the show. Well, plus I do all the hard work, but you didn't hear me say that. But seriously, let me tell you something. Because it says my name,
what the hell, Pastor?
Doesn't necessarily mean it's my show, because it's not my show. I share the platform every Wednesday and Saturday with some of the very best in the business. It's our show. I am so thankful for my colleagues here at the Jay Ryle Show, and our family has grown. I mean, it's been a life-changing experience. And not only has the show grown because of my colleagues, but it's grown because of you all. You all, the people who make special arrangements to come and listen to our show, because I always say this, and I'll say it until the day we stop doing this. The Jay Ryle Show listeners are some of the very best listeners in the world, because think about this for a second. You can't jump in your car and hear this show. You have to be somewhere where you can get a podcast or you're sitting in front of a computer. But nevertheless, our numbers have continued to grow. And yeah, we've had some tough spots. And yeah, I wish we were probably at a different place by now, but you know what the bottom line is that I'm happy. We're happy, and we hope that you're happy. So tonight, we want to say thank you to you. We want to say happy anniversary to you, the listeners, because trust me, if no one was listening, there would be no way we'd be doing this. This show has become an escape from reality. You know, if you've been listening to this show, I always talk about the lady who changed her chemo treatments so she can catch the show live. I talk about how guys in a bus bar in Ohio rigged their computers up to play throughout the bus bar just to hear this show. People have made sacrifice after sacrifice to be a part of this show. But at this point and on this day, I want to say thank you to 6 people who have made the ultimate sacrifice of being here every Wednesday. I love each and every last one of you. Mr. Elias, Momo B, Miss Terry, Rich Sister, Vanessa, Ernest, and yeah, even Dr. Princess Odia. Happy 5, folks. Happy 5th anniversary. Sit back and relax and enjoy the show, because we hope to be here for 5 more years. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make a do what a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elias?
Man, happy anniversary, man. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary to you, you sorry sap sucker. Can't stand your ass. Well, you know, today, you know what? This is what I don't get, man. Why do you have your mic on, Mr. Elias?
I did not open my mic up. I'm telling you, I did not open it up. I don't even have it on that page.
Okay, so for those of you all who may be showing up late to the show, I gave my 3-minute commentary and I said some wonderful things about myself, and Mr. Elias called me a name and did not realize that the mic was on. Thank you, Mr. Elias.
Hey, clown. Man, look, I would call you that in your face, man. You know,
you know, whatever.
No big deal. It would be no big deal, baby. You know, I get that. I had to hide that from you, you black bastard.
You know? Happy anniversary, Mr. Elias. How are you doing today?
I'm just doing great, man. I am excellent.
Can you believe it's been 5
World Series? Yeah,
oh, yeah, that's coming on. That's right. Can you believe it's been 5 years, Mr. Elias?
Yes, I can't believe it's been 5 years. I can't believe it, man.
You can believe it's been 5 years?
Yes, I can, man. I can believe it's been 5 years.
Wow, okay. Okay, all right. Well, look, man, I can't.
I'm not saying it's been a great 5 years, man. I'm not saying anything against it, but I can believe it's been 5 years, you know. I can believe that, but it's been a great 5 years, man.
Okay, all right. It sounds like there's an echo in here. Thank you, Mr. Elias. We get it. It's been a great 5 years. We have a lot of people in the house. Now, coming up tonight, Mr. Elias, we have Sheila Moore Piper. Her husband said, make sure that you put Piper in there. I'm like, okay, brother, we know that's your woman. We're not going to try to, you know, that's your woman. We got you. So, yeah. Anyway, she'll be here at the top of the hour. And we have a guest host tonight. Casey Gaines II is in the house.
All right.
Let's get doing it. Let's light the match.
Might we do something?
Momo B, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Mr. Elias, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. I'm talking about my kids. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your mama. Oh, she had some Kenneth Cole shoes on, Miss Telly. Yeah. Versace. Her hair was kicking like Claude Van Damme. I want to ride Momo V. Hey, girl.
Hey, boo. I know you do, boo. I know you do.
Bam. Happy anniversary, baby.
anniversary to you, to Mr. L, to the E, to the S. Happy anniversary to you two, Mother Duckers, who've been here the whole 5 years. You know, I just jumped on the train. I jumped on the train.
Well, you did jump on the train. Yeah, that's a true statement. That is for sure. You just buffaloed your way in. Oh,
yes.
By the way, you can hear me every Saturday right here on the J. Ryan Show.
Ran me outside.
Yeah, thank you.
Ran me outside. Oh, Buffalo Girl, gonna ran me outside. Your partner, W. Yeah. Okay, anyway, I appreciate you. You already know how I feel about you and the whole show. That's why I buffaloed my way in here. I love you. I really do. Even though I can't stand you sometimes, I love you and your whole concept.
Oh, okay,
so
thank you.
You know how it is. You know how
yes,
it is.
I do.
Yes, I do. For real, for real, for real, for real. And I know you love me back, even though you want to call me all kind of names. And
I don't call you
names.
And it's all about love. It's all love, girl.
I appreciate it. But it's all good, you know.
It's
until
love,
I
baby.
See you, until I see you, then
until
I ain't got to pop no
please. Until I see you again.
Hello, listen
until
to this
I
one.
See
I gotta,
you
I,
again.
I don't have to cop no please, because I'm just waiting. I'm waiting, I'm simply waiting. Yes.
Well,
but,
we're glad you're here. And
I'm glad
I tell you,
to be here too.
We have a lot of people in the house, so let's just keep it going. Let's get our plane ticket ready because it's time to fly.
Pump it up. Pump
spread
it up,
your
pump
wings.
It up, pump it
up. Fly away.
Fly away.
To a place that I long for. Yes. My heart
okay,
would be.
Go.
Yes.
Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard
yes.
The spacious cabin,
effectively
decorated, air-conditioned, but draft-free. Newly designed individual overhead light units are an innovation.
I believe I can fly.
I believe I can fly.
I believe I can touch the sky.
Yes.
From the L to the E to the S.
Don't worry about it.
You got the right one, baby.
Hello, Vanessa, baby. How you doing, girl?
Hey,
happy
baby.
Anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary, Mr. J and Mr. L-E-S.
Yes.
What's going on, Dustin?
I just want to say happy anniversary to you. Hey, Mama BZ and me.
Hey, girl. What's up, Vanessa? How you doing,
thank
girl?
Y'all. I'm good. Thank y'all for allowing me to be a part of y'all world of this.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Momo, you're welcome. Look at Momo, you're welcome.
You're welcome. You're right. Consider yourself blessed to be a part of this.
I do.
Hallelujah. Consider yourself blessed. Thank you very much.
I love you, Mr. Elliot.
I love you too, darling.
Oh, my God. I tell you what, it's a beautiful day. Beautiful Wednesday, folks. We have a lot to get into now. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have the very lovely Sheila Moore Piper in the house. She'll be by to talk about it. We featured her music in the Listening Lounge last week. So, you know, she's coming. But we have more people to bring in, Mr. Elias. We have more people.
Hey, yeah. I'm on the shoot, baby. Now I realize that every now and again, some of you women folk, you get hot. You get bothered, and every now and again you get hot and bothered. Well, what I want you to do when you get that hot and you need a little relief, I want you to call me.
That's a big vagina.
I am living for the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel him down in my spirit. You know, as I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me.
Hallelujah.
How you doing, girl?
Hello.
Doing happy
great.
Anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. All right, tell us how blessed you are to be a part of what we do. We'll give you a few seconds to let everyone know how much you love us, girl. Just start anywhere you want to, baby.
Well, I just want to say definitely happy anniversary to you.
What about the love part?
Elliot.
What about the love part? You're forgetting the love part.
Yes. So anyway, happy anniversary. And I'm gonna actually be nice to you tonight, unless there's a wide opportunity.
Oh, you are.
Joke, and then, unless there's a wide opportunity for a joke, and then all bets are off. So you know.
Don't change. Oh,
okay.
Don't change.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You're gonna be nice tonight. Well, you better be nice.
We gonna see how this go.
Okay. All right. You're gonna be nice tonight, just to see how it goes. Okay. Well, thank you for being nice to the brother tonight. Now, I mentioned at the top of the show, we have a guest host in the house tonight, Mr. Elias.
All right.
Her name is Miss Gaines. Miss Gaines, you can call her Casey if you're nasty. Hey, Casey, girl, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing just wonderful. How are you all doing?
We're doing great. So you want to tell us how much you love us before we get into 10 good minutes, baby?
Oh, well, I just love you all to death. I love you, and happy anniversary.
Oh, my goodness. She sounded just like my mama when she said that. I love you to death, baby. I love you to Reese's Pieces. Mwah! Happy anniversary. Well, she's hanging with us tonight, and we're glad you're here. Sit back, relax. We're going to have some fun. It is a beautiful Wednesday. It is the Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have Sheila Moore Piper. Now, her husband said, make sure that you use the Piper. So we're going to call the Piper. Miss Piper, Mrs. Piper. She's coming up. We featured her music in the Listener Lounge last week. It was beautiful and lovely. And then she'll be here for a set to talk to us about her latest single, Get Excited. I'm excited. And we're going to talk about all that. That's coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. Want to say what's up to everybody who's joining us from the J. King Network. Hitter, how y'all doing? Everybody that's listening on Tag, everybody that's listening all over the world, plus people in our chat room, folks I haven't seen in a very long time. You know what? Let me say this to Tammy Jones Gibbs. Tammy has been a supporter of this show for a very long time. And I love her to death. I really love her to death. But you know what? Before I start getting all misty, and I know we're on a time schedule here. I'm getting my tissues out because I feel like Tito Jackson.
Yeah,
I got
my
tissues ready. I got them. I think there's a Tito.
We ain't got no time for that.
Well, we don't have time for me to.
No,
shut up, Mr. Elias. All right, listen. If you listen to this show, you know what time it is.
I say pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good, 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it's time for 10 good minutes, sponsored by DJ Sean Juan. And 10 good minutes is where we kind of talk about, you know, what's on our minds, things that are off topic. Now, like I said, before I started going down the thank yous, I definitely want to say what's up to some of the people who are in the chat. Auntie Lori's in the chat room, Miss Delias. Now, I notice she always likes our shows, but she's never really here live. But maybe she's listening in the archives. But my girl, love you, baby, with your cute self. And, of course, Tammy Jones Gibbs, love her. She's always supported the show. God bless you. The honeycomb, is Johnny Graham Cracker Davis in the house?
Yes, he is. Yep. Johnny
Graham. Where is he at? Did he call in?
Well, what's up with you?
Oh, what's up, Johnny? What's happening, baby? How you doing, brother?
All right. I thought I'd sneak in and holler at y'all. Wish y'all a good anniversary in my Tony voice.
What's that? Tony has done it again. Now, that is Johnny Graham Cracker Davis from Kings in the Morning on the J. King Network. So if you're listening on that network, you recognize that voice. Hey, man, I appreciate you, brother, stopping in, man.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I just
got
at work.
You said you're at work.
Is that a bad word for you or something?
Oh, work? Yeah, well, you said work, man. I started shivering. Okay, all right. Well, I'm glad you're here, bro. Glad you're here. Hang out as long as you want, man. Hang out as long as you want.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, listen. Now, here's the deal.
We got
I want to send out. Huh?
I meant you the writers in there with us, too, man.
Oh, yeah, what's up? How you doing? I didn't see it. I'm sorry. How you doing? Glad you're in the house. Love you, love you, love you. Guess what's going on? I'm hearing from people over on the other side. Mariana Music sends her kisses and blessings. Gladys has showed up again. Haven't seen Gladys in a long time. Pretty Ricky done showed up out the... We haven't seen Pretty Ricky in a long time. He's a Pretty Ricky. That's what they call me. So everybody's coming in. We appreciate you guys listening to the show tonight. We really do. Now, 10 good minutes, once again, is when we talk about things that are on our mind. Let's talk to you, Cassie, about what you do. Tell us about your show, girl, and why you are going to make that transition over here to us. Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't mean that. I didn't mean that part. But tell us about your show.
Well, Jay, you all know I am the host of Ladies Tell All. And we air on Monday nights at 8:30 and Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. And we just a real talk, live, raw show. We tell it like it is, but we have lots of fun, empowerment, encouragement. We make it do what it do.
I know y'all do. I was listening to y'all show one night. I was looking at y'all. Y'all think y'all bad, don't y'all? Y'all need, listen, Mr. Elias, we need to go over there, man, and bum rush that show. That's what we need to do.
Come on over and have fun. We be on our game, and you got to be on your A game when you call.
Let me tell you something, baby. I'm always on my A game, girl. Don't let the smooth taste fool you.
Hold on, I like that. And don't let the title of my show fool you. It may say Ladies Tell All, but now we don't tell it all. We just talk about it all, and it's for men and women. Let's keep it the program.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, Oprah, whatever. I've seen those titles before.
It's all for it's for men too. Them dirty low down suckers.
No.
We do no man bashing. You need men. We don't do no man bashing. No, baby.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Don't ask Eric now.
No, trust me, I'm not scared.
Well, hold on. Let me say, Cassie, this is Momo B. Jay Riles would like to introduce people around this motherfucker. But I'm just telling you, right? It was crazy. He got other people here. He's just talking about himself, like he's the only one. But Momo B is here, and I haven't heard your show before, Cassie. But I definitely will be tuning in to Ladies Tell All because y'all got a lot to tell myself.
You ain't lying.
So I thank you for being on the show, and I'm glad that I finally met you, and I'm definitely going to tune into your show to see what's going on over there and see what's popping. That's what I do.
Thank you. You know what? I appreciate the love. I appreciate the love. And thank you. You know, this is not all that I do, okay? But just so you know that, can you introduce me to the rest of the cast in your crew? I mean, you can't just bring me on.
I'm not introducing you to nobody. I'm not doing nothing.
What?
You introduce yourself. How about that?
Okay, well, then let me do this then.
Whatever.
Okay.
You're a show host. You know what you're doing. I'm going to sit down.
Okay. Let me explain to you. I am a professional actress, background vocalist, professional film writer, and show writer. I do it all, baby. I'm strictly show business all day long, 24/7, all the time. Now what you going to do with that, Jay?
I ain't going to do nothing. I'm just going to let Vanessa say hi to her, please.
Hello.
Just go say hi to her.
And she sounds like she got it going on over there.
She thinks she got it going on. Don't let the smooth taste fool your girl. Just say hi to her and keep moving.
Hi, my name's Vanessa. I'm the newbie in the bunch. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Hi, Vanessa. So nice to meet you.
Go ahead, Rich Sister. Say hi, Rich Sister.
How are you?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Nice to meet you. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy to meet all of you all. This is just a bomb. I'm having fun.
And the feeling's mutual. We're happy to meet you, too. Thank you for being here tonight.
Yeah, for most of us.
Hold up. Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, man, say hello to Casey, man.
Hello, Cassie.
Okay. I said her name wrong. Cassie.
Yeah, you did. It's Cassie. There you go.
And we also got Daryl Plout on the line with us, man. DP.
DP's in the house. What's up, DP?
Hey, what's happening, Fifth Ward? Happy anniversary.
Man, I appreciate it. Thank you, man. We appreciate it, brother. Glad you in the house tonight.
All right. How you doing, Graham Cracker?
All right, all right. We got a couple of DPHs in the house.
Well, I got DG on the line, another Daryl from DPH. I'm going to introduce you to your show, and I think you kind of like it already, man. Say hello, Daryl. Hey, Daryl, are you there?
Oh, look, you said you got somebody. You don't have nobody, man. Stop playing.
All right, Fifth Ward, whatever, Fifth Ward.
Yeah, I got my friend. Say hello. Hello? All I hear is crickets, my brother. All I hear is crickets. Listen, man, I'm glad you brought them. You know, DP, you family too, man. Mics are open. It's anniversary night. We're glad you guys are in the house. The number is 347-850-1272 coming up at the top of the hour. Well, after the first break, we have the very lovely Sheila Moore Piper in the house. And her husband said, make sure you call her Piper. Mrs. Piper. We're going to call her Mrs. Piper tonight. Great. Let me tell you something. She has a great, 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 great song out there called Get Excited. If you listened to the show last week in the listening lounge, we played that song. And I tell you what, Mr. Elias, the reviews from the listening lounge last week was what, my brother?
It was great, man.
Yes, sir.
It was great.
Even though heathen ass Momo B liked it. With a heathen ass. She even liked it. And you know, if you can get Jesus in her soul, boy, it's hope for everybody around here. Yeah, we're going to ask her to bring you a Bible, too, because you know you act like you don't have a Bible in your house. Okay. Ooh. All right. Yeah, you. You're the one that asked for a fax Bible. Hey, can somebody fax me a Bible? Huh? First of all, who uses faxes? And second of all, you should go buy a Bible. They give them away free at the local mission. Just walk down there and tell them you're a sinner.
Why don't you continue with your show and stop trying to be a comedian? You can't do both, bro. You can't do both.
I can't do both. You ain't got to laugh that hard. It ain't that damn funny. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Don't be mad. Just fall in line.
You're a little too comfortable. Hey, pull up. You still a damn guest. You got your shoes off in my house.
Leave her alone.
She's right here in the ladies' corner.
How about that? Pull up
a
little bit.
I'm going to get uncomfortable. I'm going to be very comfortable.
Whatever. All right, folks. Listen. Okay, nobody asked you nothing either. You still halfway new yourself because you got an intro. Don't mean you own nothing around here, Rich. So sit your behind down. Thank you.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I'm tired of y'all. Miss Elias?
You already do me.
Yeah. Whatever. All right, look, 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by DJ Sean Juan, DJ Extraordinaire. If you are in the Chicagoland area, he is one of the best DJs out there, guys. Let me tell you something. If you have a reunion, this brother has the hits. Give him a call or check him out at www.hitthemusic.com, or you can go to Facebook and find this brother. Hit him up on Twitter. But if all else fails, Mr. Elias, I have a phone number. Phone number is 334-538-5739, 334-538-5739. All right, folks, it is time for a weather update, the old school Get Hype song. I'm pretty sure people will be hyped. And after that, we're bringing in Sheila. It is the J. Ryle Show, the anniversary edition. 347-850-1272. Write that number down. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
It's been one stormy afternoon across the Midwest and the Tennessee Valley as well. We have a couple of things that are going on. A cold front producing showers and thunderstorms right along a front. We also have a severe thunderstorm watch that's out and in effect until 10 p.m. local time. That includes portions of Kentucky, Tennessee, and western portions of North Carolina as well. And if we take a closer look at what's going on, well, we had a band of rain that has diminished, but we do have thunderstorms that are firing up just north of this band of rain, or rather just east of this band of rain. Right across Louisville, we have thunderstorms. If we head further south, we have thunderstorms right across central portions of Tennessee, just east of the Nashville area. If you're doing any traveling on this Wednesday afternoon, expect delays. These thunderstorms are producing not only locally heavy downpours, but we also have reports that these thunderstorms are producing wind gusts past 70 miles per hour, and there have been reports of hail as well. And that's going to continue to be the case here for our Wednesday. We're going to have plenty of moisture coming in from the south and interact with this cold front, and we're going to continue to see showers and thunderstorms. Meanwhile, Pennsylvania also getting in on the wet weather.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Well, Jay, it is so great to be back here to congratulate you on the anniversary of the Jay Ryle Show. First of all, what an incredible accomplishment. You make this look so effortless and easy, but to produce a show that's so entertaining and done so professionally week after week, you know, I have a pretty good idea of how much behind-the-scenes work it takes, and let me just say, you are an absolute pro. And secondly, I want to say that it was such a privilege and honor to be part of the original crew here at Jay Ryle. Oh my gosh, such good memories of first meeting you and then becoming part of the Jay Ryle team, helping people get their sexy back. And I just want to tell you that I miss you, Jay, and I love the incredible things that you're doing here. You know, you make us smile, you make us think, you make us lighten up and look at the world through different eyes, but best of all, you make us laugh. And here's something you may not know, Jay, that laughing actually burns an extra 12 calories per minute. So the way I see it, you have helped the listeners of the Jay Ryle Show burn a total of 279,882 calories over the past 12 months. Now that alone is something to celebrate. You are an awesome talent and an incredible person, and I thank you for paying it back to the world. So God bless you. Take care. And with that, all I got left to say is I love you, Jay.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. It's hump day.
Hump day! Woo-hoo!
347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Jay Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Glad you guys are in the house. It's also the anniversary edition of the show. Hanging out with my peeps as always, my boy Mr. L to the E to the S. What's up, boy?
You mother suckers, man. I ain't scared of you mother suckers.
Oh, Momo Beezy is in the easy as always. Hey, baby.
Yes, he's a freak. Yes, never miss an upbeat. Yes,
grab me with
he's a freak. Oh, never miss an upbeat. Oh, she was a freak. Never miss an upbeat. When she did a freak with me.
Oh,
yes.
Go with your bad self.
Ow.
And of course, Vanessa is in the house. What's up, V?
Yes.
Turn your mic on, baby. It's easy. It's called turn unmute. Turn your mic on, baby. Hello, how you doing?
What's up?
The sky, that's what's up. Of course, Rich Sister's in the house. What's up, Rich Sister?
Hi, everyone. Glad to be here.
Oh, we are glad that you are in the house as well. Our guest host is in the house. What's up, Cassie girl?
Hey, it's your girl, Cassie. We getting ready to get it on with that freak.
Okay, see, you a little too comfortable. I think you know, there's no drugs. We have a no drug policy here, Cassie. Okay, so don't be doing that stuff before you show up here. Okay, thank you very much. Of course, my brother from J King Network, my boy Johnny Graham Cracker Davis is celebrating with us tonight. Man, hello, man. How you doing, brother?
Well, yeah, no drugs. I might have to leave, man.
Oh, yeah, no drug policy. DP's in the house. What's up, DP?
Hey, what's happening, Fifth Ward? Man, just kick back and enjoy your show like I always do.
Oh, man, look at you. Don't be putting your FM voice. You can't pick up no woman here tonight, bro. Just start talking like you usually talk. Miss Terry is in the house. What's up, baby? How you doing? I heard you broke your wrist. You okay?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Oh, boy, she sounds like she
hey,
on morphine.
Miss Terry. Okay,
hey.
Fuller Henderson. You all right, Miss Terry?
Oh, God, I don't know. They had me on morphine.
Yeah, I knew she was on morphine. I could tell. I'm a doctor. I could tell. But speaking of a doctor.
Dr. Love.
Yeah, I am Dr. Love. Let's bring in Dr. Princess Ardia. Hello, Dr. Princess Ardia. Happy anniversary.
Oh.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Princess Ardia, for doing what you do always. Thank you for just not answering.
My introduction. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was waiting on my introduction, and I didn't
get it. We don't have time.
You know,
sorry, sweetheart.
No, I called in on time, which means that I should have gotten my introduction. You're just being a little
Your mic's off. All right, thank you very much. All right, so listen, folks, 347-850-1272 is the caller number. Listen, now, we promised you that we had a guest for you. Mr. Elias, man, I'm excited.
Yes.
Are you excited?
Yes, I am.
Are you excited, brother?
I'm very excited.
Look here, without any further ado, let's bring her in.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Coming to the stage, give it up for...
Let's go a little something like this. Hit it!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Folks, I present to you the very lovely, Mr. Elias, get a mic for me, the very lovely Sheila Moore Piper. Hey, baby, how you doing today, girl? Woo, girl. We are glad that you're in the house. Mr. Elias, turn the music down a little bit, bro.
Happy 50th
Oh, my God, and we're so happy that you are here. Let's give her a round of applause.
I know. Woo! I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Yay! Sex and chocolate.
Yay!
How are you doing? I am so glad to meet you finally.
I am doing great, and it's great to meet you as well. I'm honored.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you how all this came about because, you know, we're a community radio show. We tell everybody everything. I was over at my boy's house, Vernon Daniels. He's my neighbor. And he said, let me show you some videos. So he showed me a video of somebody, and it was whack. I'm like, man, what is this garbage, man? It was whack. I mean, it was some dudes dancing in the park. You could tell it was low budget. They was in the park dancing with some hats on and some old people dancing. I said, okay, this is crazy. He said, okay, I got to show you one more. Then he showed me the Get Excited video. And I was like, uh-oh, wait a minute. Now, we got something going on here. I love that video. And if you haven't seen it, folks, go to YouTube and check it out. It is great. So now, Sheila, let me introduce you to my crew, because I don't want to hear their mouths, because I can hear Momo be in the background. I can't believe he's not going to introduce us.
Yeah, I love her.
I know. Well, let's get her first. That is Momo B. Momo B, say hello to Sheila.
Hey, Sheila girl. How you doing this evening?
How you doing? I'm so honored to meet you.
Well, thank you. I can't wait to see what you're about, sister girl.
Let me introduce you to the one and only Mr. L to the E to the S, my right-hand man, Mr. Elias. Say hello to Sheila.
How you doing, Sheila? How's it going this evening?
How you doing, Mr. Elias? So nice to meet you, too.
Nice to meet you, too.
Man, stop trying to talk off. Man, look, she's married, man. I already told you that. Stop. Get that out your voice. Thank you very much, Mr. Elias.
Wow.
Let me introduce you to the very lovely Vanessa. Vanessa, say hello to Sheila.
Hi, Miss Sheila. I'm going to download your video in 5 minutes.
Hi. How you doing, Miss Vanessa? How you doing? So nice to meet you.
I want to go see what Jay talking about. He's so excited.
I'm excited. Why don't you buy the CD? How about that? Stop downloading stuff for free. Pull up your credit card and go buy the CD.
I'm going to go to YouTube and see her video.
That's what you said.
Well, okay, yeah, I did. Video. I did say that. You're right. Go see the video first. All right, let me, okay, Miss Terry, I know she's a little under the weather. Miss Terry, say hello to Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Miss Terry. How you doing? Nice to meet you also.
Nice to meet you, too.
Dr. Princess Ardelia, say hello to Sheila.
Wait a minute. Hold on. And hello, Sheila. I'll deal with you later, Jay. You could have said, and this is Dr. Princess.
Boop your mic's off. Say hello, Rich Sister, to the very lovely Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. How are you? Really enjoyed listening to your music last week.
How are you doing? So nice to meet you as well. Thank you. I'm so glad to meet you.
Yeah, it was great music. And, of course, we have a couple of guests in the house. Casey, Cassie. I need to stop calling you Casey. Cassie, say hello. I'm sorry. Casey just sounds so better.
Hi, Sheila. How are you this evening?
Hi, Miss Cassie. How you doing? I'm great.
She got it right, and I messed it up.
So wonderful.
Johnny Graham, Cracker Davis, say hello to Sheila.
Hey, Sheila, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing. And, I'm blessed.
And DP, say hello to Sheila.
Oh, Sheila.
Oh, God. Oh, goodness.
Hey, Fred.
All right, so now let's get to the business, Sheila. Now, first of all, you may want to. You sound a little low, so I don't know if you can get closer to whatever you're talking into. But anyway, let's talk about this album. Get excited! You sound a little better. We'll talk a little low. Everybody, turn your volume up so we can hear her. She's still a little low, but that's all right. We'll try to get her in. All right, so now let's talk about this. Okay, first of all, who wrote the song?
Wrote the song.
Uh-oh, Mr. Piper. Oh, you said that with authority. My husband wrote the song.
What's up,
Glenn? How you doing, Glenn? It's a nice song. I love it. And I want people to go out and look at that video, because it's a great video. So now it's gospel music. It's gospel music. Now here's the deal. The group that you're singing with, the guys, is that, do you tour on the road? I mean, talk to me about how do you go to different churches? Because I've noticed when I put your name in YouTube, I saw that you are a motivational speaker. There are a lot of things that you got going on. So tell us about Sheila. Tell the audience about Sheila Moore Piper.
Oh, well, the motivational speaker part I'm not sure about, but I was a teacher for years. I've been in a classroom for years, and I came out of the classroom last year so I can do music full time.
Okay.
So, the people that you saw in the video, we do go to different churches. Most of the people that you saw in the video, they go to Kingdom Builders, Windsor Village.
Okay.
And I'm a member of Lakewood.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
I will tell Joel and the rest of them, I said, hi.
I would definitely tell him that. So, but, you know, it's all good. We all gel together, so it all works together. So, you know, it's a very good fit.
Windsor Village is like 1 minute from my house.
Really?
It's on the next corner from my house. I'm like diagonally across the street from Kirby John's YMCA.
Okay, cool stuff. Yeah.
Deja vu.
He plays in the Vitica band there, so he is. He plays.
Really?
He's actually the director over the worship choir, the men's choir. Yeah, he's the director over the men's choir there.
Alrighty.
Also in the Vitica band there, so.
Okay, so there's no excuse. You need to walk over there and buy a CD from her in person. You let us know. You let us know, Sheila, if she don't buy it.
Did you say walk?
Walk across the street and buy it from her direct.
Did you say walk? It's too hot outside to walk anywhere.
Well, get in your car and drive across the street and buy it. Okay.
That's okay. You don't live 30 minutes away, Jay.
Oh, my.
So, now, Sheila, you said you left the classroom to do music full time. How hard of a decision was that to make? Was it scary? I mean, wow.
Yeah, I was always in music part time.
Yeah.
Part time. I never did it full time until
last year, I just, you know, it was just a call to come out of the classroom. It was very difficult. At first, I thought that it was going to be easy, but it wasn't as easy because, I mean, I was attached to what I did. I was attached to being that teacher, and it was difficult. But I'm getting used to going into what I need to go into, the call and music and stuff like that. So it was difficult, but I'm doing good now. I'm better now. First half,
really?
It was very difficult. But I'm getting used to the idea that I have to do this, and this is what I'm doing now, and I have to just put it on my all into it, just like I did when I was teaching.
So let me ask you this. Now, when you think about it, is it everything you thought it would be? Is it more hard work? I mean, so, you know, give us an inside look, the life and times. I mean, how hard is it now that you do this full time?
I got to be honest with you. I mean, when you're teaching, you know, you're used to getting paid. You get paid, you know, you get your checks on certain days and things like that, and you don't have to worry about that, and you know you're going to get your money. But when it comes to music, it's like you have to do a lot of work before you see residuals. It's almost, you know, it's almost like you put the work in and then you see residuals. As opposed to teaching, you do the work. When you do the work, you get paid for the work that you do.
Hello.
In music, it's not like that. Music, I'm learning that.
Yeah, say that again.
You have to grind a lot.
Yes.
And I mean, sometimes you're grinding like, you know, years. I mean, a year on end. And that is the transition that was difficult for me.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
A steady paycheck.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard, and the thing is that when you think about it from an artist standpoint, for me now, and you know, you just jumped into music. Well, how long have you been singing? First of all, how long have you been out? How many CDs do you have out? How long have you been, you know, singing professionally?
Well, this is like my second CD. We did something in 2008, and you know, it was wonderful. Like the songs that you played, "Rest Your Mind," and "You Know I Will" came from that particular CD, and that was in 2008, 6 years ago. And, you know, it was wonderful and stuff like that, and we kind of didn't do it the right way. We just kind of dropped an album. We didn't drop a single first, and it was like, okay, so after that, I went back in the classroom and I taught 2 more years. And then, okay, the Lord was like, you got to come out and do this. So I just came out and did this. But I had been doing it off and on since 2000. But, you know, I've been singing just off and on, little places here and there. Since 2000, but you know, but I stayed in the teaching field. I didn't leave the field because, you know, that's what I was, you know, still in. But I've been singing like since 2000 off and on.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I really want to ask a question.
347-850-1272 is the call-in number. We're hanging out with the very lovely Sheila Moore Piper. If you want to talk to her, you can just pick up the phone and call. It's a great, I'm telling you, it's great music. If you're listening now, hey, we don't care. Take a few seconds to go and listen to Get Excited. We're going to try to get that in here and play a little bit of it for you tonight as well. Dr. Priscilla, do you have a question?
Yes, I do. First of all, I want to say congratulations and hello officially. Hello, Miss Sheila Piper.
Thank you. Hello, you also.
Absolutely. First of all, congratulations for stepping out to fulfill your life's true purpose. And I know it's scary, okay? Music is not an easy journey. I don't care what your vision is, but something about it, when you decide to go into music, that's another story. So you say you've been on and off since 2000. This is your second second album release, and I have a question. Since you left your teaching, has there ever been a time that you thought to yourself that you would go back to teaching in spite of all that you've been going through and how you see the journey is with music?
I tried to go back in it. And I tried to, because it was, and I wouldn't say I was getting discouraged. I wasn't. It's just a lot to contend with. It's a lot to sometimes take in and transition to. So, yeah, I mean, for a long time, it was like a battle. It was like almost every other day, every other week or so, I thought about just saying, beginning. And one time, I think this year, I think during the summer, before we actually, after we released Get Excited, I was like, you know, thinking about maybe I just need to let this go and go back into it. So it was, but
But, I mean, it's amazing after I tried to, I filled out all the applications and did stuff. Usually, I wouldn't have a problem getting into jobs, but it was like all doors were like closed. It was like God closed all
yeah.
the doors. It's like nobody was calling back. And usually that doesn't happen with me, because when I was in the field, I could get a job like that. It was no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I tried
mm-hmm.
to go back
and I just...
All doors were closed. So now I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Wow. Awesome. I just want to say keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. It gets better. It may seem like your dream turns to dust in the palm of your hands, but that's what you use to mold and shape what God has given you. So, I mean, go for it, young lady. Do your stuff. And I love your music. Love it.
Thank
absolutely.
You so much. Thank you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It was
good stuff. You was born to sing. Born to sing. Momo B, baby, you have a question for Sheila? Did we lose Momo? Maybe we lost Momo. Mr. Elias, man, you have a question for Sheila?
Yes. Knowing that this is your life purpose, what made you want to give up on it? I mean, if you know within your heart and know that this is what you're supposed to be doing.
No, it's not that I want to just give up on it, but you know, like I said, transition, when you're coming from one place and being there for so long, you kind of get used to that. And then this is, even though I'm in this, it's kind of new. It's not new, but it's kind of new. So, but you know, even though that's the case, you know, you just keep on going. You may feel like that, you know, you may get discouraged or whatever, but you just keep it pushing. I have to keep it pushing because it's not going to go away. I still have to complete the call like I did teaching. Teaching was a call. I had to complete that. I have to complete this as well. So all the stuff that comes with it, I still have to go through it and walk through it. So I'm going to
walk it out. They told me once that if you do something you love, it's not a hard chore at all. And it seems like you love singing, but I understand when that money ain't coming in, man, it's a rough road.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, it's challenges even when you do something that you love, because, you know, I always wanted to do it, and I thought that it was going to be an easy transition when I came from teaching to this, but it was not as easy as I thought it was. And but now that I'm in it, I just have to, you know, just roll with what comes and believe God that it's going, you know, that it works out and that He's going to get me to where I need to be. And I believe that He's going to. So I'm going to keep
pressing on. I don't
doubt
it. You are a talent. You are a talent, ma'am.
Yeah. I mean, the music is outstanding. And you know, anyone who's listened to it, you know, like I said, when we played it last week during the listening lounge, they got excited. You know, they were like, hey, this is good stuff. You know, and so we're like, yes. And I was talking to your husband. I said, look, I got to get on the show, because I think that, you know, I think the purpose when it comes to marketing and things of that nature, if someone knows you today who didn't know you yesterday, it's been a good day. And I think that's what it has to be when you're out here trying to get your music out there. So I'm hoping that exposure. Now, one of the things about when people talk about internet radio, you know, a lot of people listen to internet radio, but the thing about internet radio is similar to like DVRs. You know,
yeah.
People can DVR it, and then, oh, by the way, that was a great show. Well, heck, it happened 4 weeks ago, but hey, at least you got in. You know what I'm saying? So you heard it. About time. Yeah. So I'm hoping that, and we'll continue to play it, because I think, man, it's good stuff. So we want to do what we can do to try to help, you know, get the music out there, because that's what it's all about. So now, let me ask you this. When you do gospel music, and I've always wanted this, and if this is a dumb question, tell me it's a dumb question. When you do gospel music, I mean, how profitable is it? I mean, because, like, when people that just sing, like, jazz, or they do neo-soul, they go to clubs, they perform, they get paid. When you go to a church, do you charge the church, or how does that work? And if it's none of my business, tell me, and I'll shut up.
Please, Jay, go to church.
Ain't nobody talking to you.
You know, I mean, it can be in any facet. I mean, the church and things like that, but you can also do it in other places as well. It's not just limited to the church.
Oh, okay, like conferences and stuff like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can do conferences. You can do different things. You don't just have to do churches, because the type of gospel that I do is just not really for church. Because I
yeah.
can do it outside. I mean, I can do it at festivals. I can do it, you know, anywhere else. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Because, you know, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you asked that question. In next week, Video City
New York is a big, huge video company. They're going to get excited, and that's a hard, it's a hardcore hip hop station.
Oh, really?
They're going to air it.
Oh.
Hey, Bible says your gifts make room for you, so, you know.
Yeah, your gifts make room for you, so it is, it's not about just limited to the church. You can take it anywhere.
Yep.
Oh.
Correct. Very true. Very true.
You can go anywhere with it.
Oh. Speaking of which, I want to give people a little taste of Get Excited. This is the single. Now, when is this coming out?
Well, Get Excited is already out. It came out in March.
But the album comes out
September 2nd.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a little bit of this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Here's Sheila, More Piper, Get Excited. I'm sorry. Do I have to pray for forgiveness? Because I tell you.
No, you can dance.
I'm going to lie to you.
It's a sin if you had your shirt off. That's what the sin is.
Okay.
Yeah. Great sin. Great sin.
That's a sin, whether he listens to our song or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Shut up. All right. Yeah, we're going to pray for all y'all.
Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Leave me alone. All right. So now listen. Now let me ask you something. Because when I listen to the music, and you talked about the hip-hop station playing the song, I don't know how old you are, but I remember back in the day when BB and CC Winding was out, Mr. Elias, you know where I'm going with this, people used to always accuse them of not really, their music was really close to worldly music, they really didn't say Jesus all that much. Has anyone ever approached you and said, hey, you know what, this is not gospel enough for the audience, or what?
No, I mean, no, I've never had that. Of course, Beyonce, Jesus, and my music, but no, I've never been close like that. Never.
Everybody okay.
But you know, I mean, Mary's music is like her music. I mean, it's not
even more hardcore, I think.
Yeah, Mary's music is like that, so I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, because, hey, I would be getting up in the church house, praising the Lord, raising my hand, dancing to it, get excited. Hey.
Okay, let her do the singing. Thank you very much. Yeah, I was excited too. I'm excited if you let her sing it instead of you. Yeah, okay. Okay. All right. Hey, Momo B, are you? Is Momo B? Is she back? Because we lost her for a second there.
And I think
she's back. All right, Momo B, do you have a question for Sheila?
No, not exactly. I'm just listening. I'm just listening to Sheila do her thing. That's all I'm doing.
Okay,
all
right.
I'm laying low in the cut.
Okie dokie, I know you are. All right, now, Rich Sister. Yes, absolutely, sweetheart.
What would you really say is the ultimate message behind your music? When somebody listens to one of your songs, what do you want them to take from it?
That I want Jesus to be glorified. That's the first thing.
Well,
and I want them to understand that, you know, just you can listen to the beat of anything. Just understand that Jesus, he's into all types of things. He loves you unconditionally, and that's the main thing. And that he loves everybody unconditionally, without any restraint. Whoever you are, it doesn't matter who you are. His love for you is unconditional. And that is a message that we want to get across. And you can get excited about it. You can get excited about your life. He gave you life. He gave you air. He gave you the lungs. He gave you everything. And, you know, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. So he is your strength from day to day. No matter what you go through, one thing you can always count on is Jesus loves you unconditionally. And that's the thing I want people to take away with it.
That's well said. I have to ask you a personal question, Sheila. Now, when you know Pete, okay, if a person, can you quote scriptures? Like, if someone said something to you, could you be able to quote what scripture it came from?
Oh, my God, Jay. Oh, my God. Goodness. Like, what kind of question?
That's a good question.
That's a heathen question.
Put your mics off. Yes, okay. So, well, because... because, you know, we try to uplift him here. But, you know, there's a lot of sinners on this show. All my co-hosts, they are sinners. They are sinners. I don't know what's wrong with them.
No, speak for yourself. Speak for yourself.
I'm not
me
and Rich, me and Rich
we
Sister.
All sinners. We are me, all sinners.
Ain't nobody ask you that, T.D. Jakes.
Put us in a different category, Elias. I know where he's going with this.
Nobody talking to you either.
And he thinks we're supposed to know every verse in the Bible by
you have
heart.
To know one, at least one, if you say you're a Christian. Give me one. You got to know one, Rich Sister.
Say Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Give it to him, Rich Sister.
Uh-oh.
Nobody asked you nothing. All right, so look, Sheila, look, I'm glad you are in the house now.
Even I know one.
Oh, yeah, I know you know one, the one you see on T-shirts. What, John 3:16? Is that the only one you know? That's it. She's done. Her scriptures are gone. Well, listen, I'm glad you came by. So before we let you go, tell us where we can find the CD, give us the release date, give us your contact information, and you have to give us a promise. So before you give that information, I need you to raise your right hand.
Oh, it's raised.
Okay, I, Sheila, Moore
Piper.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will come back to the J. Ryle Show.
I will come back to the J. Ryle Show.
When my CD is released.
When my CD is released.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Okay, there it is. You put Jesus on it now. Okay.
Over on the JKN, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. We need to get over there, Johnny Graham Cocker. Need to get over there. All right, so now give us some information. Talk to us. Tell us where we can buy the CD. Give us the release date again. Give us all your social contact information.
Okay, the single is on iTunes. It's called Get Excited. It's on iTunes. And we're going to upload it to CD Baby. We had to take it off, but we're going to put it back on. And maybe 3 or 4 days, you should see it up there. Also, the album drops on September the 2nd, 2014. And it's going to also be on social media, iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon. And you can find me at I'm on Twitter at Miss Sheila. That's M-S-S-H-E-L-I-A. Sheila Moore Piper. I'm on Facebook. And
That's where I am. And I'm also on Amazon.com, too. Sheila Moore Piper.
Okay. All righty. All righty. Y'all give it up for the very lovely Sheila Moore Piper. Baby, thank you so much for coming out, hanging out with us tonight, girl. Yeah, we'll see you. Hey, you made a promise. We'll see you here in a couple of months.
Yeah, definitely. I'm coming back. I'll definitely be back. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for
you
coming out.
You better come back because, look, I know I can get your address, and I'll show up outside your house with a sign.
I know you know Vernon. We know Vernon, so, yeah, you can find
him. Yeah, I get your address. I'll be outside. Outside with a sign in the bathrobe talking about some, a liar lives here. A liar lives here. So don't make me do it.
I'll be back. You won't have to do it. I promise. I'll come back. Okay.
Sheila, tell Gwen I said hello. God bless, and we can't wait till you come back. Take care, girlfriend.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We have a lot to get into. It's our anniversary show. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about some things. I have a question to ask everybody on this show. Don't go nowhere. The J. Ryle Show Anniversary Edition rolls on.
This is Wildflower wishing a happy anniversary to one of the best shows on Blog Talk Radio, The J. Ryle Show. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Congratulations. Stay fly to J. Ryle and the crew. Bye-bye.
Who do we have on the phone line, dog?
We got Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
It's Miss Jackson, but not the nasty one.
Oh, well, you could be the nasty one, baby, if you play your card right, girl.
Yeah. Nah, I don't want to be that.
That was awkward.
I want to relieve everybody of the illegal taxes that they're paying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Alrighty. Well, Miss Jackson, thank you so much for calling. We have a show called The Serious Side, the J. Ryle Show, that happens every Sunday morning. Maybe you can call in on that show, and we can really have a conversation about this.
You asked the question, and I stated my opinion.
Ooh, okay, Miss Jackson.
If the show is not on a serious level, maybe I'm in the wrong room.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Thank you for listening to this show, and we appreciate you, okay?
You're welcome. Thanks, have a good night.
You give me the damn respect you would damn well want yourself, or I will kick your black ass!
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Thank you, Miss Jackson. Miss Jackson, it's like you're not happy with J. Ryle right now.
Attention, please. J. Ryle is an idiot. I repeat, J. Ryle is an idiot.
Apparently, I walked in the wrong damn chat room. I'm going to let the girl hit me when the good Lord split me. How about y'all? I think it's safe to say that Miss Jackson will not be listening to the show anymore. All right, 347-8.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Too many fathers are AWOL. Well, missing from too many lives and too many homes. They've abandoned their responsibilities. We need families to raise our children. We need fathers to recognize that responsibility doesn't just end at conception. That doesn't just make you a father. What makes you a man is not the ability to have a child. Any fool can have a child.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Can you dig it?
Hey, woman. Listen here. Since your old man ain't got no heart, maybe you'd like to see a real man. I bet you stay up late every night dreaming you had a real man, don't you? I tell you what, bring your pretty little stuff over to my apartment tonight, and I'll show you a real man.
I'm your huckleberry.
Play ball! Did he say play ball, or did he say play balls?
I'm sure if I try really hard, I could get them both in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Is our call number 347-850-1272. Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show. Glad you guys are here. It is the anniversary edition of The Groove. And I tell you, great interview. Listen, I loved her. I mean, oh my God. I mean, it was just a beautiful thing. Miss Terry, how you feeling, baby? Because I'm concerned about you, girl. Are you okay? Miss Terry,
I'm
are you okay, baby?
Ooh, I'm just here.
Oh, I love you, girl. Feel better. Came here on anniversary day. I'm so sorry. Well, of course, Mr. Elias is in the house. What's up, man?
Man, happy anniversary to everyone, man.
Happy anniversary to you, too, brother. Mama Beezy is in the heezy. Hey, baby.
Hey, boo. Are you having a show tomorrow, or are you just having it today?
Hell no, we have no show tomorrow. Who told you that?
You said it on your post. You put 21, 5 years.
That's not what that says. That just tell you that's our anniversary date. Hell no.
I read it.
We have no damn show tomorrow. You lost your damn mind.
We supposed to celebrate it tonight.
That's what we supposed to do, unless you have other plans.
No, I'm just saying, you're the one that's planning everything around it. I see you don't have to throw a party, boo. You don't have to throw a party. That's what I see.
You have an attitude problem. Okay, thank you very much. All righty, yes. Vanessa's in the house. Hello, Vanessa.
Hello.
Bobby Jones. Rich Sister, hey, baby.
Hi, everyone. Doing well on tonight.
Yes, you are. All right, Cassie is in the house. What's up, girl?
Hey, baby.
Oh, she's calling me baby now. Uh-huh. I knew that brute cologne would kick in at some point in time by Fabrice.
It's the Hennessy.
Nobody's talking to you. Mind your own dams. Okay, Johnny Graham Cracker's in the house hanging with us tonight. What's up, Johnny?
Oh, watching this Little League, man. Checking out your anniversary.
Yeah, they getting their ass whooped. They getting beat by 5. Oh, my Lord, that ain't good. Not sure what happened. DP is in the house. What's up, partner?
Hey, how you doing, Fifth Ward, man? I'm just checking it out.
Man, did I tell you how much I appreciate you, bro? Have I ever told you that?
No, you haven't. You can tell me now.
I appreciate you.
Hey, no, I appreciate hearing that.
Yeah. And I appreciate telling you.
All right.
Thank you. And Dr. Princess Idelia, the queen of inspiration, is in the house. Hello, how you doing?
Well, happy anniversary. And you know what? First of all, I want to say, and don't mute me, hello to everyone on the panel. Hello, everyone. Hello. Happy anniversary. Momo, I just sent you a text. I want to say publicly to everyone, this is our anniversary.
Baby.
Hey, Miss Carter. Hey. Okay, so listen. Listen, Jay, can I please have a... This is anniversary time. And I want to say... And I want to say congratulations, because if it wasn't for you, we would not be here. And
vice versa.
Jay, yes. Now, Jay, you've been treating me like a stepchild on wheels, and I just really want to say to you publicly in front of everyone, let it be made known that there is...
Gotta go!
This person has been muted.
That's not nice. You should at least let her finish her thoughts, and then you could have boosted it after you heard what you were saying.
You're right, Momo B.
Gotta go! This person has been muted.
Who's next? Who's next?
You are now free to rejoin the broadcast.
Yes, Dr. Prince,
I don't
want to have to curse nobody out on their own. I don't want to do it. I really don't. But if you push me, I will. I don't want to do it, but trust and believe I will if you make me. So I'm just going to be quiet right now and let the show continue.
Oh, man. Don't mute the system. Now, Jay, so that we can have a really happy party tonight, and I don't want to feel like I'm left out and all put to the side, like you've been treating me like stepchild for a couple of weeks now. You won't answer my calls. You won't answer my text. You know, I'm just trying to, can you show us for some love? We've been on this journey for about 4 years, and now it's anniversary.
That's right.
So what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say?
Jay, you know you love me, man. Give me some love, Jay.
What?
Let's say goodbye to the Jay King Network.
Why you treat me like this?
Oh, let's say goodbye to Dr. Prince O'Dea to the Jay King Network. Which one?
Jay King Network.
Oh, okay. Everybody on the Jay King Network, we appreciate you hanging out with us tonight. Thank you for hanging on our anniversary. God bless you all. Enjoy the rest of your work week. Enjoy the weekend. Be safe. We'll see you right back here. Right back here next Wednesday on the Jay Ryle Show.
Okay.
I got something to say.
Let me finish this up first. So wait a minute. So you want me to say you? What do you want me to do, Dr. Princess Idea?
I want this to stop. I want ignoring to stop. I really just want us to move on. Can we please just, you know, can we communicate?
Yes.
Can you just, I'm confronting you right now in front of everyone on anniversary night.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty then.
Well, all right, let's throw some hot grease on you.
Yeah. Listen, I'm gonna speak to you tonight because, damn it, I need to speak to you tonight.
Stick your face in some dough and make some gorilla cookies.
I'm speaking to you tonight, Dr. Princess Idea, because it is that time. You're right. I mean, I have to face you, and I love you so much. I love you so much.
Your $5 ass down before I make change.
Thank you very much. Now sit your ass down. 347-850-1272 is the calling number. 347-850-1272. Yes, Momo B, baby. What do you have to say? Because I have to ask this question. I want to ask Cassie something. Go ahead, Momo B. Yes.
Rats in the front room, roaches in the back.
Oh!
He's in the alley with the baseball bat.
Oh, girl. Don't get me started. Because you know, let me tell you something. Don't get me started on anniversary because you know me. I'm just so glad and happy that everybody.
That's what we're really doing. We are interviewing people, talking to strangers. I'm like,
Watch your mouth. Yeah. Everybody feel it.
Go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Yeah.
Because I'm happy. If you feel like a room out.
Are you happy on anniversary day? Ain't nobody sang like Eddie King Jr. 347-850-1272. All right, now listen. Let me go to Cassie. Cassie, now, some of the things y'all talk about on your show, give me an example of a topic that you guys would talk about on your show, girlfriend.
Oh, we talk about the Pandora box.
Oh, see, you know what? You got a little free side of you, don't you? I can hear you. We talk about the Pandora's box. So give me an example. What do you mean by the Pandora's box?
The Pandora box. Just let me give you a light subject type one.
Yes.
Something like when you go to church and sit in the pulpit or the choir singing.
Yes.
can you actually tell who the mistress is sitting beside the deacon's wife?
Huh?
Not the friend, though.
I'm just saying.
No.
Ain't none of my business, but I'm just saying. Ain't none of my business.
Let me ask everybody this question, because I've been thinking about this, and this very, 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 I'm glad you brought this up. This brother that's a very religious brother was talking to me as if I'm like a preacher. Now, I'm like, you don't come talking to me about, because I'm not nowhere near a preacher. But this is what he said. He said, look, he said he sits in the back of the choir to check out the females' booties in church.
Now, wait a minute.
He says that he is saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. But he likes looking at booties.
He's filled with something.
He's all right. Yeah, he's filled
okay,
all right.
Okay, everybody. Since everybody want to. So have you. So I'm going to start with you, Mr. Elias. Have you ever in church checked out a booty in church?
Oh, I would be remiss in lying and saying if I didn't. Yes, I should.
I did.
It's a difference. There is a difference, Jay. It's a difference.
What's
in
the difference?
Past you and you saying they got a pretty booty or some pretty legs versus having to sit in the back and look at people's butt. That is perverted, Jay Ryle. That's just...
How is that perverted?
Jay! Thing to booty watch in church.
Booties? You don't come to look at booties in church. You come to get the word for the week.
He's getting
man.
No.
Why can't you get two? Well, let's
not condemn those until they speak. Let them say what they got to say first, and then we'll do the condemning. But let the people speak. Elias said yes.
He said check them out.
Don't chase people away from speaking the truth. And they just start preaching after we all say what we do.
I look at my ladies' booty in church. Why not?
Don't try to fix it up, Mr. Elias. I'm talking about women that when they, like, for example, when they come to ushers, come to let you go and take communion, they got a nice booty. You look at their booty in church.
I looked at booties in church. Most definitely.
So now, do you feel dirty by looking at booties at church?
No, I don't.
Isn't it natural to look at booties in church?
You know what, man? If it catches my eye, it catches my eye. I'm sorry.
Okay, so now...
I'm not going to necessarily say, hey, woo, I'm going to put some booty in church. No, I'm not doing that. But if it catches my eye, it catches my eye. There's nothing I can do about that.
Okay, Cassie. So now you're talking about all that yin-yang. Are you trying to tell me that you've never checked out a guy in church?
In church.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
I don't think it was none there. They were there, but not what I was looking for.
She's trying to fix it up, Mr. Elias. I wasn't really looking.
It wasn't nothing that I was looking for. So, I mean, we got nice looking guys at my church, but they're just not what I'm looking for. So, not really, no.
Okay, now I'm feeling bad. Johnny Graham Cracker, have you ever looked at some booties in church, or have you even been to church?
And I'm a PK, man. You talk about church. I used to go to church Monday through Friday.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That booty is 7 days a week then, basically.
No, when he was three.
Yeah. I like that.
You were checking out booties in church. And so why is it so bad when somebody say they were checking out booties at church? What's wrong with that?
Big booty?
I don't know what's wrong with that.
Let me ask you this then, rich sister, since you're our resident person here. Why do women wear some of those outfits they wear at church? Don't you think that maybe they should not wear these tight-ass dresses at church?
Because I'm so happy.
Oh, yeah, I am too, Momo. Wow.
Well, it ain't nothing but a fashion show.
Thank you.
It's herbaceous. You have to wear those dresses.
Oh, no, no, hold up. Now, I know you ain't talking. I know you ain't talking. Matter of fact, I know you. Let me ask you something. Every time I go to your pictures, all I see is
big booty? A big booty. Big booty?
Well,
no. You know what I'm talking
about. I was blessed with the cleavage. And
You think so?
And then I'm a professional model. I do put it out there. So I have no shame in my game. They say, flunk what your mama give you. So that's what
I do. Oh, Miss Elias. Oh, let me sit down. Thank you very much. Oh, damn. I didn't expect that answer. All righty then. There's nothing wrong with that. See, let me tell you something. There's nothing wrong. Listen, God made the body. So why are we acting like it's a sin to look at people? I mean, I don't get that. Why is that wrong?
It's not a
sin. Nobody said it was a sin to look.
As long as you're not lusting. As long as you're not lusting, that's when it becomes a sin.
Okay. He's making it like that's his purpose for going into the choir stand. Just look at movies.
Yeah,
is he a choir member?
Yeah,
is he a deacon? Why is he in the choir stand?
Well, I think he's a baritone. I think he's saying baritone. That's what I think, since I don't know.
Well, that's a lot of looking at some booty, because that means his voice is going straight down to the floor if he's looking at booty. I'm just saying.
Hey, bass travels. You don't need no stereo for bass, girl. It's monotone.
Well, no, it may travel, but it'll rumble if it's hitting the floor and bounce up on somebody's booty back there.
I'm
just saying.
I know you are, girl. You fit right in here, baby. Wow. You fit right in. All day. My type of girl. 347-851-7272. All right, we're going to step out. We'll be back. No listener lounge tonight. It's our anniversary. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have a conversation. Now, listen, folks. One of the things that people said that they really loved Momo B that we started doing, and I have to, now I can't remember whose idea this was, when we started doing the New Year's Eve shows.
Yeah,
that was
my idea. Why are you going to say whose idea was it? You know,
I didn't remember.
That was my idea.
Yeah, that was Momo.
Yes.
Okay. I can't remember.
It was Momo.
Okay, I couldn't remember. I'm just being honest. So, kudos for that, Momo, because those shows are so popular because people say they can stay in, they can get drunk, and we are having a good time. We counted down on the East Coast and the Central Time, and last year we counted down on the West Coast too, didn't we?
Yeah, that was a long time, boy. I was hanging in there. I was like, oh Lord, I don't think I'm gonna make it, but we made it.
Yeah, that was fun.
So we're glad that people are hanging out, and so people love the show. I mean, we are extremely blessed.
It was like the Jerry Lewis marathon up in this motherfucker.
I was yawning too. It was a rough night. All right, look, we're gonna step out, take a real quick break. We'll be right back after this. Don't go nowhere, folks.
It is the best Sunday morning talk radio show on BTR. It's the serious side of the TJRS, Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the BTR Radio Network.
After I came out, I remember being on the playground and someone threw a ball right in my face.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before. So before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference.
To find out how, go to glad.org.
That's GLAAD.org.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, Big Daddy Yum Yums. This is Princess FAA. Since the first day I listened to your show, I was hooked. I remember my first invite. I just want to say I love you, your show, and all the crazy fun co-hosts. I'm a huge fan of the show, and I wish you and your show only the best. Kisses from me to you. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Hey, you guys!
Okay, Big Daddy.
What you say?
How soon can you get here?
Like 20, 22, 23 minutes.
Bring your sexy ass home.
I'll be waiting. You want me to bring something? You want like some Doritos or something? Because I can stop and get it, babe. I whatever makes you happy. Whoo! Oh. Hey.
Oh, Miguel.
You didn't wash your hands, man? Who the hell with a hat on anyway?
Joe Louis was 75 years old when they fought!
I don't know how old he was, but he got an ass whooped.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
347-850-1272 as we roll through the top of the hour with Jay Ryle Show on a beautiful Wednesday, anniversary Wednesday. Glad you guys are in the house. 5 years of nothing but the very best, I would say. Some of the best hosts that I've ever shared the stage with. And, of course, here's to another 5 years. Matter of fact, I want everybody to do this next break. You need to go grab a bottle. I want everybody to grab a drink. Well,
yes.
Hold on, Momo. Wait a minute now. We don't want you to take it to the extreme. You know, your ass be, you know. No. We're going to have a toast.
You should say Momo pour one for everybody because you know Momo.
Yeah, that's what you should say because you already know. Mine is cracked. Mine is cracked already.
Liquor?
Mine is cracked. I already got
yeah.
mine.
Yeah, let me get my drink out.
Yeah.
So, no, we want everybody.
Remember when I asked you, are you celebrating today or tomorrow? He's like, oh, it's today. I said, okay.
She got it on chill already.
I don't drink, though.
You don't drink? Well, you can get some milk.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, you can get some milk. Next break, get you some milk,
coffee.
Man.
I got some
coffee.
I got you. I got you, Mr. L to the E to the S. I got it.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we know you got it. All right, now, so listen, folks, we're just having a great time having a conversation. Now, let me ask you guys another question here. And this is something that someone brought to my attention. I said, you know what, I'll bring it up on the show. We've actually talked about this before. The right age to tell a person that they're adopted.
Oh, shit.
Right? The right age to tell a person that they're adopted. So now, I'm thinking, if you don't tell the kid, first of all, what's the earliest? The earliest age, Vanessa, you tell a child that they're adopted.
Oh, wow, Jay. It's age, Jay.
Yeah, do you want to take another squeak off your cigarette and then we come back to you, or what do you want to do?
Music is so loud, and I haven't smoked a cigarette since July the 3rd. Hey.
Okay.
You said the youngest age? I guess it would be 10, Jay, the youngest age, but I guess I wouldn't feel comfortable until about 15, but I guess the youngest would be 10.
The youngest 10? Don't you tell them before that?
I wouldn't.
That's her opinion.
If it's a boy,
why not?
Because boys are immature, Jay. I'm sorry. So if he's 10, he really has the mind of an 8-year-old. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's a girl, I could probably tell a girl at 8 or 9 years old because girls are more mature. I'm sorry to say that, but it's the truth.
You don't sound sorry to say it. You sound like you're saying it with conviction, but thank you very much.
I do kind of mean
sorry.
That, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All my
girlfriends
who have sons. As mature as the ones who have daughters.
Okay, so you're saying 10. I think that's a little too late. But all right, rich sister, what age?
Well, how are you going to tell a 7-year-old? They don't know what adoption means.
Well, you tell... Okay, but you tell them and get it out the damn way.
Jay. Okay.
V.
Okay.
Okay. Rich sister, the earliest age, baby.
Why not just tell them, that as soon as they can really comprehend well, because it doesn't need to be nothing that's built up like a bad thing. you know. And, you know, you can tell them in their own way that they understand, you know, we just loved you so much that we chose you to be in our family. See, that kind of thing. You don't have to build up adoption like it's a bad thing.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, so as soon as they can pretty much comprehend, you can, you know, tell them, don't make it out to be a bad thing. You know, we loved you so much, we just chose you. One day, me and Daddy chose you to be in our family. We loved you ever since. You know,
Will,
that sort of thing. It doesn't, people make adoption to be a bad thing. As soon as they can comprehend, tell them.
Okay.
You know, especially if you got, like, biological children, so they're not playing any kind of mind games with them. And trying
okay,
to tell them their own way. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
all right. I got it. Go ahead, girl. All right, Cassie, what's the earliest age you should tell a kid that they're adopted?
I would say when they comprehend, because each child comprehends at a different time in their life, you know. So what you don't want to do is wait until they are teenagers and tell them like I was told in a casual conversation.
Whoa. You were told in a casual conversation.
I was told in a casual conversation at a cookout at my house, and one of my aunts walked up to me and said, "How are you doing today?" And I said, "I'm doing fine." And then she said, "Good. How are you doing the cookout?" And I said, "Fine." And she turned around and she said, "Well, you know, you're not really one of us," and tapped me on my leg and walked off.
What?
So she never gave my mother the chance to even relay that message to me.
Y'all should have whooped her ass. She should have had a well whooped ass.
That's another reason. That's another reason.
So it's always best if when they can comprehend, and believe it or not, children can comprehend very early, whether they are a boy or a girl, they actually can comprehend very early. And it depends on how you present yourself and how you present it to the child as well. But you don't. What you don't want to do is wait and somebody else tell it. That's not cool.
So let me ask you this. So after
haters,
after she said that, well, I mean, what happened? I mean, how did you react to that?
What happens is when you know you already have some feeling that you sort of might not really belong. I knew I'm my father's child, so that's not the issue. I'm my father's child, but the moment that she told me. From that day on, I did not fit. I did not feel like I fitted in that family, especially on that side, because my features were, you know, I have high cheekbones, I have real long hair, so I didn't fit. I knew I didn't fit. The feeling was already there, but after she said that, it confirmed it, and I did not fit.
Yeah, how old were you?
I was about 14, 15 years old when I was told that.
Wow. See.
When I actually should have been told, you know, I was a foster child at first.
Yeah.
And after 10 months, I became their permanent child, even though the husband that she was married to was actually my dad, my biological father.
Oh, wow.
So what age would you like to have been told?
I would have liked to have been told early. I mean, I comprehend very well. I mean, to this day, will I ever know? I know the nationality of my mother, but would I ever know or even get a chance to see her? You know, and you learn things over the years. You know, like now I have to actually just think, well, maybe my dad, since he was an artist, back in the 40s and 50s, he must have knocked up a groupie. And you know, back then, they didn't have computers and stuff like that. So I was actually left at an orphanage, and my mom went and found where I was at. You know, down south, people know what stuff is. They just go to their grave with it. That's all.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's Wow. You know, so you think about that, and that's why I say you tell them early. I think if you tell a child late, it's going to have some type of psychological effect on them. I really and truly do. I think you tell them right when they can comprehend.
It's going to have a psychological effect anyway, because they're going to wonder about their parents, what their mom looked like, their dad looked like, if they had aunties, if they had cousins. It's going to have an effect anyway.
So do you stop them for, let's say if they wanted to go and find these people, do you stop them from doing that?
No, you help them. No, you help them.
Some parents don't help.
Yesterday, I'm just going to say this and I'm going to get out of the conversation. Yesterday, Bobby and I was out to dinner eating, and we saw Bobby's coworker who is in his late 50s like Bobby, and they had this cute little boy. He was 2, and Bobby says, I wonder if that's his grandchild. Well, I'm glad we didn't open our mouth because they just adopted that little boy. 58 years old, just adopted that child. Their oldest child is 30-something years old. They adopted that baby. I was like, what? And she said he was a foster child. We got him at 6 weeks. They left him at our doorstep with 2 diapers and 1 outfit and 1 bottle, and they ended up adopting a 2-year-old. So Bobby's friend was retired. He's had to go back to work. So.
Oh, Jesus, that's cold-blooded right there. All right,
I'm trying to tell you.
All right, we're going to set out, take a break. We're going to take one more break, and then we're going overtime. We're going to have a party, folks. Now, our live listening audience, we're going to lose y'all in a minute.
That's what I've been waiting for. I've been waiting for the party.
Well, I know you've been waiting for the party. That's all you like to do is party. Do you want to go? Party. Is it funky there? Party, drink a little wine. You like that part, don't you? Oh, is that Miss Terry? That morphine kicked in. That morphine done kicked in. She crazy now.
I've already had that. I was gonna ask me about the adoption thing. I was waiting for that.
Okay, well hold on. I'm gonna ask you after this. All right, we're gonna step out, take a break. We're gonna lose our live audience here. We'll say bye to you.
This is kind of crazy to me.
What you want us to do? Okay, everything ain't about a party, Momo B.
Yes,
sit
it
your
is.
Ass
well,
down.
Well, no, when it's an anniversary, it is. You can talk all that you want, but I'm trying to tell you, anniversary is an anniversary, and we got to get it started.
Okay. We'll be right back after this, yo heathen ass.
I know you're going to dig this.
Hey, yo, what up, what up? It's Kel Spencer, the Brooklyn Spartan. It's your boy, Dennis Lucky Taylor.
We have the one and only Garage in the house. Listen, I'm here. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you very much. You guys are hungry. I want to cook for you.
Tony Woods would be in the house tonight.
Ain't no knock-knock, who there, you know. Knock-knock, who there? I got a doorbell, man. What you ringing? What you knocking on the door for, sucker?
Yeah, whenever I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the Jerry A. Show. Man, them devils kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the Jay Ryle Show.
Please believe it.
What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What you talking about, man?
I tuned into Jay on the Jay Ryle Show.
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
pleasure when you treasure all that's new and true and gay. Easy living and we're giving what we know we're dreaming of. We are one having fun walking in the glow of love. It's so wonder, it's so clear. By a fountain, climbing mountains as we hold each other near. Sipping wine, we try to find that special magic from above as we share our fair talking in the glow of love.
what we know we're dreaming of. We are one, having fun, walking in the glow of love. Yeah.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Let us put some bullshit.
All right, folks. As we say goodnight to our live audience, we appreciate each and every last one of you. It's truly been a blessing to have you guys as a part of our listening audience. And, you know, Mr. LES, man, what do you want to say to the peeps, man, before we let them go for the night?
Man, I just like to tell them thank you for listening. Keep on listening to us. We're going to keep on bringing you great shows. But J-Rod does a bunch of work anyway, so I digress.
Thank you very much, Mr. LES. Thank you very much. All right. Momo B, what do you want to say to the peeps, girl?
I want to say I'm sorry for this whack-ass 50th anniversary party. I thought it was going to be something popping.
Boop your mics off. Thank you very much, Momo B. All right, Vanessa, what you want to say to the peeps tonight on anniversary night?
I'm having 60 pricks tomorrow for an allergy test, so I need prayer.
You having what? You need prayer. We'll pray for you.
An allergy test on me. They're sticking me 60 times tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Well, I hope you feel better. Princess Ardeen, what do you want to say to the listeners on this fifth anniversary?
Well, first of all, I want to say, can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Thank you very much. I just want to say, first of all, I know that you did not ask me the QOD of the day. You didn't ask me the QOD of the day. You totally
ain't nobody got time for that.
Poop your mics off. All right, Ms. Terry, what would you like to say to the audience, the listening audience, you know, on this anniversary Wednesday?
I can't believe this.
Well, all I want to say is happy anniversary, and I wish I was more live with them.
That's all right, baby. We love you, girl. You know that.
You ain't missing nothing.
I'm going to hit you again. You keep it up. You know what? I'm going to be one of them jokers that, I dare you. I don't care. I don't care. Hit me. I don't care.
It should have been a party. Live party.
DP. There you come. You know you had to throw your little piece in. DP, bye. Man. What's up, man? What do you want to say to the peeps tonight, my brother?
Nice.
Rob Smooth, what's up, man?
4, 3, 2.
Oh, sorry.
Am I my brother's keeper? Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
WWE Superstar Big Show here to tell you, if you've been drinking, get a ride. Take a cab. Find another safe way to get home. Cops all across the country are cracking down on drunk driving. They will see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Well, well, folks. It has been a very good show. Glad you guys hung out with us tonight. It's our anniversary. And, you know, on days like this, it makes you just say thank you.
Excuse me.
Oh, I wish. Yes. we want to say thank you to Sheila Moore Piper for hanging out with us tonight. And, of course, Cassie for being with us tonight as well. And, you know, I just love each and every last one of y'all's. But it's time for our final thoughts for now. And so, Vanessa, you go first.
Forget it this week.
Huh?
I can barely hear that music so loud. Did you tell me to go next?
you the only one that's saying it's loud. Your voice is loud. I mean, it's like you're talking through a megaphone. But yes.
You should have told me. I just cut the volume down on the phone. Okay. Y'all have a good week, a good weekend ahead, and pray for that family and that community in Missouri, because there's some craziness going on up there.
Yeah. That's a tough situation up there. You're right. We're definitely praying for them. All right, girlfriend. DP, man, go ahead and give me your final thoughts, dog. Thank you very much, DP.
Okay, can I go?
Yes, rich sister, by all means, baby.
Just want to tell both of you, Mr. Elias, happy anniversary to everybody participating with the J-Round Network, and definitely all the listeners.
Hey, Jane.
Thank you for making the show what it is.
Oh, baby. Oh, come give me a kiss, girl. Come give me one. Right across the lips.
This one.
Put your tongue in your mouth, though. Don't try to stick your tongue down my throat. Thank you very much. All right. DP, man, give me a final thoughts, dog.
Wait a minute. I got a bunch of noise in the background. Sorry.
Not a problem, man.
It's called
a
party. It's called a party.
Okay, I'm sorry now. Hey, what was the question?
No question. Just, man, give me your final thoughts, man, before we wrap up this edition, because we got a party to get to after this. Yes.
Well, I'd like to say... that's more important than birthdays and anniversaries, man. More to you.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, DP, man. I really mean that, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate you, brother. You one of those guys, man, that anytime I see when you call in, it always makes my day, man. Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you. We love you. Miss Terry, baby, give me your final thoughts, girl.
Nice to have
Oh, you did? Okay, thank you.
No.
No, you didn't.
This was a great show. Happy anniversary. And pop off with a party. At least I want to hear somebody having
fun. It's coming next. Momo B, final thoughts, girl.
Yep, let's go. Goodbye.
All right, Ron Smooth, man. Final thoughts, baby. And hello, by the way. Thank you, Ron Smooth. Dr. Princess Aldea, final thoughts.
Okay, first of all, don't mute me, but I am very appalled, and I just want to say happy anniversary to everyone. Thank you, everyone, for listening to us for all of these years. It's been absolutely wonderful. I apologize for Jay's behavior this evening. It is not conducive, especially when we have guests for the
party. Wait for it.
Your mic's off. Miss Elias, man, final thoughts, dog.
Hey, I just want to tell the listeners, thank you. Without you, there would be no us. I just thank you for who you are to us. And you know, we do this because we love you guys. And we thank you for being here and listening to us. So please continue to listen to the J-Rob Show. And we promise to keep doing what we're doing.
Tell them, bro, and tell them we promise. We talked to Momo B. I talked to Momo B the other night, and all three of us are going to get together and talk because we got some big things planned for what we're trying to do around here. And we're trying to make this where y'all come, y'all stay, and that's how we want it. You know, you guys mean a lot to us, listeners. I mean, I really and truly mean that. I mean, the messages and some of the things that we receive from folks is just off the chain, and it's very appreciative. It takes a lot of work to put these shows together. I mean, it's hard. It is hard work, folks. There's no doubt about it. But you know what? Every time we get a message, every time somebody calls in, every time someone tunes in, it makes it worth it. So we love y'all. We love y'all. Because like Mr. Elias said, without y'all, we would not be up in this piece. And let me say this to each and every last one of you cats, my crew. I love y'all unconditionally. I mean, I cannot ask for a better set of people. I can't ask more, most importantly, than a better set of friends. I think I have met lifelong friends here. How'd you get back? Boop, your mic's off again. All right, so you guys really, y'all don't know how much y'all make my day. Y'all really don't get it. And one day y'all will. I can't wait to come and spend time with Momo, Miss Terry, you know, Rich Sister, Vanessa. Well, I can
if
do
you
that
want
too.
To get pregnant.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at Vegas tickets now, Jay, so.
That's right. We need to do that. We're going. We're coming. So, you know what? Matter of fact, I'm glad you said that. We're going to talk about that next, so we're not going to bore the audience. So, let's close this out, and let's get on that. So, Mr. Elias, man, can we shut this part down for a second?
By all means, let's shut it down.
All right. So, for the anniversary show is coming to an end officially, but don't go nowhere. So... for Miss Ellie S, Dr. Princess, Dia Momo BZ in the Heezy, Miss Terry Vanessa, Rich Sister, DP, and everybody else that called in, and Casey and Sheila, we love you. God bless. Don't go to work. We'll be right back. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Oh, are we still here?
Wait for it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Now it is official. That book is closed, and it is time to get the party, started. So without any further ado, Mr. Elias, bro, look at the party started, dog.
What we gonna do now is go back.
Hey! Yes!
Hey! Hey, can I get some love in the after party?
Uh-oh.
Oh!
Get some love in Vegas.
Hey!
Look, let's talk about this Vegas trip. So, okay, Vanessa, what do we need? Okay, what do you need from us?
Let me go back.
Keep
y'all,
us, girl.
Look real because there's a lot of stuff I'm looking up.
You stopped me. You stopped me mid-sentence.
How about saying, hey, the J-Rod after party, 50th anniversary, blah, 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 blah. How about something with that?
Oh, it is the after party. Five long years.
Hey.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Oh.
I can't wait either, girl. I can't wait to Vegas, baby. Hey. Oh, damn. Oh, damn. Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Oh, I got
to here we go.
You get few things, J-Rod. You got a lot to learn, bro.
Yes. Oh, watch out there now. Don't go do it a good time. All right, so look here. First of all, let's get confirmation. So now, Mr. Elias is going unless there's a weather problem. We already know that. That's what he said. Dr. Prince O'Dea, are you going to Las Vegas?
Yes, I am, especially since some things have changed on the radar. I think I will be going. And can we be friends after on the after party, Jay, please? Hi, everybody. Hey.
Hey, we're friends. Don't push it. Okay, so now, Miss Terry, are you going to Vegas? Uh-oh.
He's going. Miss Terry's going. Okay,
Rich Sister, are you going to Vegas?
No, I won't make it. Sorry.
Oh, and why not?
Don't you live over there, Rich Sister?
I've been like her cup of tea.
Well, I live in L.A., but I won't make it.
How do you know you won't make it? Why you won't make it?
Yeah, why you won't make it?
Y'all,
finance.
Wait.
Finance.
Vegas is not everybody's cup of tea.
No, I like Vegas. I've been to Vegas before. I like it. But just finances. Finances ain't together as they...
Oh, hold on. Hell no. How much, Vanessa, how much would it cost to get a ticket to her to come to Vegas?
She can drive. She's not but 2 hours away.
How do you know how far she is?
She might not
want
to live in L.A.
Because she live in L.A. L.A., Vegas. Hello.
I need that right now. I'm not driving. That's
she don't drive. So, once again.
Miss Terry? Wait a minute, y'all. Where's Miss Terry? Isn't she in L.A.?
No,
she's in Sacramento.
Northern California.
Oh, she's in Sacramento. No, okay, hold on. Well, let me look, y'all. Hold on. Hold on. LAX to Las Vegas.
No, I'm not driving to no Vegas.
No, you're not driving. Find out how much are the tickets?
No, I'm looking. Maybe I can't look right now. Oh, my God, her ticket ain't but $63.
Yeah.
That's it?
Her ticket is not but $63.
Is that round trip?
Come on,
one way.
me. Come on, Jay. I don't rattle no damn airplane. I ask you a question. You act like I asked you a dumb question or something.
No, Jay. Baby, get it. No.
It's one
okay,
way.
So, okay,
well,
hold on. It's
$63
one way. Hold on. Let me look at the other way.
All right, give me round trip. Hello?
James, Jay, I'm trying, baby. It
okay.
It's $3 each way, so it's $126 round trip for Miss
Miss Tiska, and that's currently. It's going to change day by day, so what do you think?
Yeah, I really need y'all to pay attention for me. Mama B, your tickets are fixed to be sold out. All your tickets, Mama, that was $160-something, you only got two left. The rest of them are $200 and $300 each way. So Mama B needs
what?
To go ahead and try to put. I'm trying. Y'all ain't been listening to me.
Y'all listening to me. See, y'all talking
okay.
About
all right, let's go. Okay, so.
Your ticket is cheap, Mr. Elias.
You said December what? Okay, December 11th?
December the 7th. Sunday,
seventh.
December
oh,
the 7th.
Sunday.
Uh-huh, Sunday. I'm trying to move it back to Saturday. But I'm waiting to see how many folks is going. I'm waiting to see if they drop another room so I can maneuver the rooms and get two. Because Mama B insured it so I can do that.
Okay, so now, all right, so listen. We need to get, okay, hey, Mr. Liz, we got it. Okay, we got to get tickets. All right, so.
Yeah.
Are you going to buy your tickets through Vanessa or are you going to buy them through, what are you going to do, Mr. Liz?
I mean, if you got a credit card, let me go in the computer and see if I can redo the rooms because there was another room in there like 2 weeks ago. But wasn't nobody saying nothing. And then I can tell Elias so he can book it himself if he knows how to go in and book online. If not, you know, I can book it for him.
What's
Elias?
Yes.
He's booking
yes. The next couple of weeks. Now, Ms.
Hello?
Arias, my ticket. Elias.
Yeah, you here, bro.
Yeah. What'd you say now?
Let me look at Mr. Elias' ticket. His tickets were cheap. Elias, are you coming through Houston or are you going straight to Vegas?
Depends on what's what, you know.
Your ticket is not but like $300 round trip all the way from Chi-Town.
Yeah, that's cool. I'll do that now.
Hold on. Let me look.
Right.
Yeah, that's cheap for him, and that's cheap for Miss R.S. $63 is cheap for her, too.
Okay, so, man, let's buy Rich Sister's tickets.
All right.
You pay one way, I pay on the way back. All right, so we got her. All right, so, okay, but wait a minute. How many days are we staying?
4 days, 3 nights.
4 days, 3 nights. So from the 7th until...
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate it, but just count me out.
She don't want to go.
No.
Oh. She don't want to go.
Really financial. Because never mind just the ticket. You think spending money.
Once you get there, you good. I don't want to hear that mess. Once you get there, you good. Now, you in or you out?
She said she out. She already told me that. Debbie, she's a grown woman.
She just told you she was out.
She's been there before. Jay don't get it, Miss Arias. I get what you're saying.
I'll bump you, Vanessa.
No, I'm sorry.
No,
I just
what
like
she's trying to tell you, Jay,
have
is
money.
She's trying to tell you she doesn't have the spending money. Now, Miss Arias, let me say right. This. The room comes with a full kitchen, so we all are going to pitch in and get food, you know, in the kitchen, so it don't make any difference. Now, if you're looking for money talking about spending, then I don't know what your spending thing is. But as far as food and stuff, we are all going to pitch in and get food and cook in the kitchen unless you want to eat out. So
Vanessa.
If you're worried about that, don't worry about that.
Vanessa.
Oh,
huh?
Okay. When is this going to be again?
Did you hear me? I'm sorry. Did she hear me?
It's going to be the 7th
of December.
It's going to be the 7th of December to that Wednesday, which is the 10th. Or if I can go in and get two condos, it's going to be that Saturday, which is the 6th. I've been waiting on y'all. I mean, that's what I've been waiting on.
Okay, well, that's what we're doing now. Okay, so, all right. So,
how many people we got going? Me, Bobby, you, Momo, L.E.S., Miss Terry, and Rick's sister. You going at 7?
Hey, Dr. Prince Odia says she's going too.
Dr. Prince Odia says she's going. And
yes, I am.
That's eight. Okay, so we'll need four in each room, or five in one and three in another, something like that. Okay. Where does Princess Odia live?
Detroit.
I live in Detroit. She's going straight to Vegas. I don't live in Detroit. But she got airlines by your damn house.
She says she's flying out of D.C. That's what she said.
What about Miss Terry? Is Miss Terry driving or flying?
Well, that's what I'm trying to ask you. See how much my ticket is.
Okay, Sacramento to Vegas. And that makes all the difference as to what day we go and I change the rooms if the tickets are cheaper. Oh, I cannot believe the price of your tickets. Hallelujah. Okay, this is the deal with you. You go on Saturday, your ticket is not but $679. If you go on a Sunday, your ticket still ain't but $70.
Damn.
Wow.
Over here,
today's
okay,
prices,
so, yeah.
You know that the prices vary per day.
Yeah. So she can get on a one stop, no change of planes for $67. Let me see what it'll be like coming back. Wow. Jesus, I wish my prices was like that.
Well,
wait, you work for the airlines. Why? Wait a minute. Don't you get like free?
It depends on what the flight looks like. Yes, I am going to try to go free because it's December. I'm going to try. I might buy Bobby a ticket, though.
Damn that buddy pass. I sat in the airport for 18 hours with a buddy pass once.
I got higher priorities than a buddy pass.
Ooh, shut your mouth. You're talking about Chef.
Jay, I was trying to get you one way. If I was you, I'd chill out.
Oh, let me shut up then.
Hey, ticket.
Let me shut my ass up then.
I'm trying to shut up. I'm quiet.
Yes, ma'am.
I would buy a ticket there on that Saturday or that Sunday, and I'm going to try to non-rev us, well, buddy pass us out that Wednesday. So I'm trying to get the ticket. I'm trying.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
One way, though.
Yes, ma'am.
I was trying to get you a gift, Jay.
Say yes, ma'am.
Hey.
I ain't mad
Miss
at you.
Miss Terry, your ticket is super, super cheap. Miss R.N., your ticket is super, super cheap because y'all are in California.
Yeah.
Yep, y'all tickets are cheap. Mr. Elias,
okay.
Your ticket is on sale real cheap, like $149, boo, each way.
Wow.
So, yeah.
How much time do I have?
There's nobody that got nothing to worry about. No, everybody's cool except for my ticket doesn't roll sky high. But I ain't worried about it because I know. You know what? I ain't worried about it because I know J. Brown's going to get me there. So I'm chilling. I'm chilling.
All day. Hey, I know a quicker way your ass can get
down. The funny thing is, I'm the one that put the deposit on the room, and my ticket is high now. Everybody else is chilling. That's a bull crap. But I ain't worried about it. But that's all right, because I know J-Rowell got me. J-Rowell got me.
What?
Mama, listen. That's Wednesday going back. So that is for Sunday. Okay, Mama, they got a ticket straight to Las Vegas, non-stop out of Fort Lauderdale, cheaper. It's $129. But you're going to get there early in the morning, and you can't get into the room until 4 o'clock. So
yeah,
you're either going to get that $129 or that $136, boo. The rest of them are $300.
What?
Mama, tickets that went up just that much.
That's some bullshit. Like I said, I ain't worried at all.
Hey, you better be worried.
I ain't worried at all.
Saturday, I used to move illegal substance.
I don't know why y'all laughing. And is that Mr. Elliot in the background?
come to Houston, go to your house, Jay. He is laughing, Momo.
I hear his ass.
He is laughing.
It's all fun and games until somebody get hurt.
Yeah, Momo tickets went up $20.
That's what it is.
Houston. Hey, Vegas ain't in Houston. What the hell you doing?
No, she was going to come to Houston and fly with us that next day, that Sunday. But I'm thinking we might be leaving Saturday. If I can move these rooms over to Saturday, I'm going to book two rooms tomorrow, and I'm moving everybody over.
Jay
is crazy. So, when I set up a PayPal account, is everybody ready to go in and buy them, or do I need to get online with you and buy it, and then you key in your credit card number? What do I
get a PayPal account, and we just send the PayPal money to you.
Yeah, I can do that like that. Let's just send you some money PayPal. You got a PayPal account?
Yeah, set up a PayPal account.
Do y'all have a Chase bank where y'all live?
Just set up a PayPal account.
I do have one. I need to activate it or something, or test it or something.
It takes 5 minutes.
Okay, I have one, Jay, so I'll have my daughter go in tomorrow and do whatever she can do to test it.
Yes.
Yeah, set it up, and I'll send you the money PayPal tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, just...
All right, Rich, sister, I guess you want to think about it, huh?
Yeah, just let me think about it some more, okay?
Because you got that much time.
What are we in, August, September, October? You can't count, September, October, November. You can't count December because we're going the first week in December. So
right.
I would say 3 months, but the closer you get into the holidays, the prices change.
Yes,
I know. I don't want to wait too long.
You got about till next Wednesday.
2 days.
Okay. So... But I'm not really worried about
next Wednesday
because they in California. Y'all in California, y'all tickets are not going to go that high. But since you got somebody else paying for your tickets, you might want to get them for $63.
Yeah. Don't be telling her she got all the time in the world. I don't see you swiping your damn credit card.
Mama, all you got to do is have a little change if you gamble. Other than that, I'm going to take y'all downtown.
You know
I'm going to take y'all into different hotels. It's free. We're going to all pitch in $20 or $25 a person on food.
I'll let you know. Go ahead and just do it. Especially because you said right now it's $63.
It's $63.
One way, right?
Each way.
Yeah. So that's like $126.
Yep.
Look,
might as well just get mine now then, so it don't.
Okay, there you go. Okay, she said she in. All right, set your PayPal account.
Okay, I'm gonna set
your PayPal account.
It's set up. I have just gonna finish setting it up, and then guys, I will call and see if I can rearrange and rebook rooms for 8 people. I hope it's something in there because it was in there 2 weeks ago. Y'all don't be reading my chat. I be on the chat telling y'all, it's a room in there. Y'all don't be listening. Anyway, I'll work on it, and it's all good. We'll set it up, and it's all good. So it's 8 people going.
Hey, do I need to... What kind of drawers do I need to bring?
Drawers?
It really don't matter, Jay. You said you need a onesie.
Sometimes it's cold in Vegas. So he might need to bring him, okay?
We'll change you. We'll change you every 4 hours. Okay,
okay, guys. I will get started on it, and most of you are going to go straight to Fort Lauderdale if you're coming through Houston.
Oh.
crazy.
Y'all get on my damn nerves.
Have a good time, y'all. It's going to be all good. It really is. We're going to have a good time. And, guys, when y'all send the money or whatever, you put it in the PayPal or whatever it is, and I got to get y'all going to take a picture of, like, your ID and send it to me text. Because whatever your ID says is the way I make your reservation.
Okay.
Whatever your driver's license says. And it's going to have your age and everything. That's the way I have the kid into the computer. Y'all can book it yourself. I can do it with you on the telephone, and y'all can book it yourself.
Okay.
I mean, it's up to y'all. It doesn't matter to me. I can walk y'all through it. Click here.
I'm sending the money to PayPal. You can do it. I just send you myself.
Just take a picture of your driver's license like my friends do and shoot it to me through text. Yep, and I'll take care of everybody's reservations. But, yeah, I got it. It's going to be on. Now, you want to do a five-year anniversary, Momo? It's going to be on in lost wages.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Did you hear me say?
Yeah.
Mr. Elias, are you coming through Houston or
are
you going straight to
Chi-Town? Why is the music so loud? Just give me a headache.
At first you wanted to party, now you want to go to sleep.
It's loud. I feel like I want to yell.
Mr. Elias.
I'm going to Chicago, darling. I'm going to take it out of Chicago.
You going to go straight to Vegas from Chicago?
Yeah. Yep.
I was trying to see how much it would cost you to come through Houston. Okay.
He want to go straight to Vegas and straight back. J-Rob, stop laughing. God damn it.
I'm done with y'all, man. I'm done with y'all. I'm going to bed. I'm sleepy.
I see two tickets for $169 to Vegas for Mr. Elias.
Man, it's a crazy mess here, boy. Woo. Dogs barking, everything. And we, hi everyone who's listening to the archives. And what the hell are they doing?
We booking a Vegas trip and we supposed to be having a 50th anniversary party. I said we should do the anniversary party tomorrow. That's what we should do. We should come back on the air isn't tomorrow your true 5-year anniversary? That's what you've been posting all around the block. We don't have to do 2 hours. Just an hour of fun and laughs, and that's it.
You need to do something because you promised people T-shirts, and that didn't happen.
He's doing them damn T-shirts again.
All we did was we talked to a stranger, we met another stranger, and then we got somebody online who nobody knew, and it was like crazy. I'm like, okay, where's the party? I'm like confused. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Don't nobody do that on their 50th anniversary. They don't have people. They don't invite people new. They just rock out. And we didn't do that.
This is a damn radio show. This ain't no damn party up the damn street. We have listeners.
Listen, let me tell you something. A 5-year anniversary is a 5-year anniversary. I don't give a damn what you're doing.
I'd rather do it in person.
We'll celebrate in Vegas. That's not what we do. We had a party last year on your 4-year anniversary. I did. I don't know where you were, but
I don't know where you were. We did not.
We did celebrate the anniversary. Did we or did we not celebrate an anniversary of the show on the air?
Will you tell her we didn't?
Yeah, we celebrated anniversary. It was a 4-year anniversary. We did have a 4-year. We just said
it was anniversary. I don't even believe we said that. I think we forgot, to be honest with you.
No, let me go. The archives don't lie. Mr. Elias all the time. He be trying to talk. That's why on the series time.
Don't try to start no stuff.
Y'all want to talk over me? I'm trying to make my point. Y'all go ahead and have your conversation.
Don't try to start nothing. You think you slick? Hey, look, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You're not going to start no mess with me. The hell with you.
No, I'm just saying the facts. every time the Elias talk, you be trying to shut him up.
Oh, that's you gonna say. You ain't nobody. You know what? You ain't nothing but a damn Benedict Arnold, old sorry ass. Every time he talk, you try to, your boy, you ain't nothing. That's all you do. Crazy ass.
I'm just saying.
Oh.
Miss Elias, where you at, Miss Elias? Where you at?
They know this girl, man.
I know what he do. I know what J. Robbie doing. I know what he's doing. I've been listening, Miss Elias. I've been listening. You know,
Miss Elias, man.
I've been listening.
Apparently Ernest kicked somebody off his network, and this chick is asking me what should she do. Boy, I tell you, he done went loco. Ernest
what
done went
you
loco.
What
this chick, man, she said Ernest kicked them off his network and erased all their shows.
Oh, who is she?
I'm not gonna do that. But
well,
Ernest,
why
boy, that boy.
Elias,
well,
I'm gonna send Princess Odelia through Chicago with you and change planes with you.
Hello?
She must don't like you.
Princess
don't like you.
On the phone.
Princess Odia hung up.
Oh, okay, because her ticket is almost $200 each way.
Oh, well, she ain't going
Chicago.
There. We won't be seeing her.
Yeah.
Well,
it is. Unless she gets there early in the morning and change planes in Chi-Town. Either way, she going to change planes in Chi-Town. It's $142. Other than that, it's $183,347.
Dang, she ain't going to make it. Damn.
Yeah.
Well, she can call in.
She can call in. She can call in and talk.
Do we have a show?
Hey,
yo.
What did Ernest do?
Ernest kicked somebody off his network, and she sent me a thing asking me how should she handle the situation. I'm like, what the hell? I look like?
Understand?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, who am I, Johnny Cochran or some damn body? What you calling me for?
That's what she thinks you are. She must be white. Because I don't understand. Why would she be asking you what she do?
How should she handle it? I say, look, cut bait. Tell him to kick rocks. You don't need his ragged ass network anyway.
And next thing you know, she's gonna be on your network.
Oh, Lil Way Jose. Look, I think that's what she's trying to get around to. I just say, see, I need to raise this, man. See, people, she's confided in me. I'm putting up business all out the street. people, I hope they turn it off by now. Yes.
She already put her business out. She did a show about it. She done did it all on Twitter. It's all out.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. She done did it all out. So I don't know why she's trying to. I hope she ain't trying to be secretive because it's all over the place.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, does she confide in me?
She confided in you. She just asked you. She's not confiding in anyone.
So that morphine that kicked in on your ass. Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, she was quiet the whole show. She ain't confiding in you. She just asking you because she already been all out on the street. I'm the same who it is right now, and I don't know nothing about it.
You already know who it is. She didn't have too many people on the show.
I know.
Oh,
just one white girl that I know of, so I ain't on no man.
Oh, damn. I don't know. Me know nothing. Me know nothing. Me know nothing. Me know
nothing.
Habla español. Not English.
Okay.
I don't speak
whatever.
English. Yeah, whatever.
She better not send me no message because I ain't got nothing but curse words.
I know. All you gonna do is you ain't gonna whatever. I took it to myself. Ernest boy. He said he done went loco. Joker done went crazy. Yeah, Miss Terry told me what he did on that damn show too. Boy, I tell you what, man.
Yeah. He was out of order. He is going crazy. He's you know. White man gone wild. He was on the bus.
Yeah,
he was out of order.
Uh-huh.
I ain't want to gossip, so you ain't heard it from me, but I was surprised. I was shocked. Everyone was shocked. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I was really shocked. I was like, wow. Shoot.
Was
I was so shocked
though.
I ain't know what to say. Yep.
I really was shocked. But I didn't think he was going to go in like that.
No, I was shocked because it's hey!
Oh, but she done stopped the conversation already. She done heard something she liked. We talking about concern. I was shocked, but hey! That's my song. That's my jam.
Yes.
Everybody drinking.
Is Callis. Yes.
No, no, hell no. Look here. Your ass on the West Coast where it's damn 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The hell with you, Miss Terry.
It's 8:08.
Well, okay. It ain't 8:08 here. The hell with you. Yeah, she catching her second breath. She watching the damn primetime specials.
Oh,
hell,
the
late night's on around here.
Whatever. On the stereo.
And you ain't got to worry about the drawers you wearing. Ain't nobody going to even look at
him. He's a slut. He's a freak.
Hey, you know what? That's all right. It's your law. I can care less. Now, how about that? That's how I got to go do my 30 sit-ups before I go to sleep tonight.
You going to do your what?
I got to go do my 30. I do 60 sit-ups a day, baby.
You should have did them. You should have started last year.
He's a bitch.
What the hell with you? How about that? Hey, is that Rich Sister laughing? Did somebody crack a joke or something? I didn't hear no joke.
Yes, indeed. I would throw shade if I can't pretend, throw you up like a army grenade. You can slide on my eyes with the escapade. I see you out here with the marmalade.
Oh, Lord. See, that's what's wrong with her, Miss Ellie. That's something wrong with her right there. Crazy ass. That's what's wrong with her.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Oh. Hey. That is a party. Yes.
I'll
do anything for you. I'll give the world to you.
Who made that song, Miss Delia? Huh?
Yeah. I mean, that's why I asked how old he was.
What the hell? Who is that? Is that Ross Moon?
Does I do something to you?
Who made this song, Miss Delia? Who?
No, only one. Hey,
the way you wrong, listen to him. He don't even know his damn phone's on.
Whenever you can go wrong, when you get by my side, won't you like my mind and show me what to do with the things I do to love you?
Who's just calling me? Oh, no, girlfriend. Not gonna happen. Sorry. Not gonna happen.
What are you talking to, J-Rod? What are you talking about?
Look, I'm out of my business staying out yours.
No, but you talking. It wasn't my song. I want to know what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm interrupting your flow.
Look, he's talking about not gonna have a girlfriend, not gonna happen. I'm like, what the hell?
Ain't gonna happen.
You see all the love I have for you.
Ain't gonna be none of that.
Only one song. Cause I couldn't
work. Oh my gosh, she gonna sing the whole damn song. Lord, she know all the words too. That's the thing that's crazy about it. Damn.
I will no longer hide because I trusted you.
She know all the damn words.
Stay right by my side. Won't you relax my mind and show me what to do to make my dreams come true?
Oh, God.
What we got now? What's next? What's that? I can't hear. Oh. Here. What is it? What? Bobby Jones. What is it? What is this old ass song? I don't get it yet.
Oh, man. We need to name that tune again. Jeez.
I don't know this song. It ain't no fun if nobody can't sing along. I must have been a baby.
Hey,
Hello? Y'all don't know the meaning of a party, do you?
Oh, man. I lost respect for your ass.
Listen, I'm not as old as you. I'm a little younger than you, boo. I'm just a little younger than you. Hey, pretty brown eyes. Yes.
Four, three, two,
oh,
one.
Shit.
Yeah, you see that one coming, did you? The hell with your ass. How about that?
I didn't see that coming at all.
Yeah, you know you did. You see that. You was getting all happy.
I was giving you
yeah.
a look today.
Yeah. I bet you was.
I was about to go run and get my vibrator.
Just nasty for no reason at all, boy. Just nasty. Oh my God. Wow. Just nasty. Just nasty. Just for no reason at all, man.
Oh shoot. Oh.
My hair. My hair is all over for you. Come down. Hey, sir.
Oh my lord. Oh, here's a party. Yes. Oh, yes.
I said it's hard.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's a beat, MJ. I love you, MJ. Hey. Oh, God.
Jesus. Hi.
Everybody
sleep. Your ass going away. Hey.
You're trying to find a room. Y'all so retarded.
She on the computer. Miss Terry Ann is knocked out from morphine. Miss Terry Ann is snoring.
Wait a minute. Who's playing the DJ? Who's the DJ?
30 days.
Bye, because I'm leaving to this girl crazy.
Good night.
Night, Vanessa.
We're sisters staying up, too. You know, you passed your damn bedtime.
Leave Richard alone. 8 o'clock
out here.
I know, 8 o'clock. Yeah, I'm sleepy. Crazy
ass.
Oh, God.
Oh, rest in peace, MJ.
Peace.
Eve, child. This is the good old days.
When you dance, there's a magic, magic. There must be love. Just take the chance to
smile.
Yes, yes, we are so far.
When you feel that heat, and we gonna ride it for cash.
Just take the chance to smile. I want to
Oh, my Lord. That joke is wide open, boy. God. Oh, she is wide open. She's singing all the way through. Oh, man. Terry knocked out on Morphine and you just singing your ass to everybody else. You and look, I can see Rich Sister just rocking her head side to side. Humming. She humming. Miss Terry is, she gone. Terry gone.
I am on here.
That joker boy, look, you barely hanging on. We need to play Terry. Loose ends hanging by Terry. A string.
Right.
I know. Oh, man.
Everybody's having fun.
Everybody's having fun. And look, it's the land where you at. And your ass is wide awake, boy. Boy, I tell you. And been going to work all late.
I'm
wide awake. I ain't worried about it. I'm going to sleep in. I don't get to work till about 9, 10 o'clock any damn way. Oh, boy, I tell you, some bull crap here. Always let you talk me into doing stuff, boy. Jesus Christ.
Yes. We just had a party. The 5-year anniversary, yo.
Hey, man. How do you stay awake? Do you like drink monsters? How are you so wide awake? I'm about to pass out. Jesus Christ.
I don't know what's wrong with you. Let me tell you something. Whenever I go to sleep. Oh, baby, yes. I want to love you, baby.
Oh, baby,
yes.
Oh.
I want to love you, baby, yes. Oh, baby, I just want to love you, baby. I just want to hold you, baby.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
What am I feeling to me? Oh, baby, when you love it.
She is wide awake.
Stay up
until she pass out. She don't even try to go to bed. She just fall asleep wherever the hell she is.
I stay up until my eyes close. And I don't make them close. They close by themselves.
Yeah. Your body. So you know what? We're going to shut this mess down right now. Everybody's like, she ain't gonna shut up for real. Hey, brains, the brains say shut it down. The brains say shut it down. Wow.
I saw me remember when everybody was hating on her because all she said was all day, all through her whole song. Everybody hated her. That's all she said.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, like 3 hours straight. But then she came up over there.
Okay, we're nowhere, boy. Wow.
I want to hear a next song. I want to hear a
next. Oh, my Lord. Wow.
Well, she and Nelly got married. I think they broke up, though. I think they're not together no more. I don't know.
Now she's breaking down celebrity gossip.
I was just saying, that was a new segment.
Oh my God, she is wide awake. You know what? Have you ever seen anybody just stay awake and just go stay awake until her body just say, you know what? We're gonna shut this mess down right now. We're going to give her a couple of hours and see if she's going to do it on her own. If not, we're going to shut it down.
It'll be shut down, too. I wake up with a cup of juice in my hand. I'm like, oh, shit, I was drinking something.
Oh, man. Oh, what is wrong with this chick
here,
man?
You ever wake up and continue drinking your juice or eating your chicken?
Oh, man, what is...
Who put this chicken in my hand?
Oh, man, what is wrong with her for real? Oh, my God. Wow.
Great precursor to Vegas, isn't it?
Oh, God.
That's
crazy. Well, you know what? You're right. I don't want to be in the same room with her ass because she's going to be up all damn night swinging from the chandelier. I'm going to sleep with Bobby and Vanessa. I'm going to sleep with Bobby Jones. I'm going to sleep with Bobby Jones.
You know where you're going to sleep? He's gonna sleep downtown, 129th Street. You does all you do. Yay! Project, yay!
What is wrong with you?
I know where he used to live. I know where he used to rock down in the Wild West. I remember when Crip OD first came out. He was a rapper back in the day. For real, he was bringing it down. He was bringing it down with his rap. Yeah, he was one of the baddest ones in town. So L.L. Cool J came out and ran him off the block. And he let him go live.
I'm a little tired, Jay.
I'm about to pass out. This girl is full of... This girl is, like, wide awake, man. It's unbelievable.
Jay, we already know you can't hang with me, so please, don't be tired.
Hey, I was taking tight for a while.
What time is it where you at, Jay? It's like, what time is it where you at? It's like 10 o'clock. Oh, yes! Hey! Hey!
Oh,